This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. As word, guerrilla forces in Iraq have killed the governor of Mosul. They threw a grenade and fired automatic weapons at his vehicle as it was driving in a convoy. NBC's Kevin Tibbles found himself close to a deadly attack in Baghdad near the entrance to the coalition-controlled Green Zone.
Some 40 or 50 Iraqis were standing outside in the hot sun just after 9 o'clock this morning as we were coming in through the back entrance. On the other side of the wall, that is where the suicide bomber struck, and he drove right into this crowd of Iraqis who were waiting to go to work.
At least 11 Iraqis were killed. This was the first major attack in the Iraqi capital since the new government came to power. The prime minister promises those who planned the bombing will be caught and punished. Police in Palm Beach County, Florida are looking into reports that someone deliberately released Bobo the tiger from his compound. The 600-pound cat was shot and killed by game authorities. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
There's a special place you go for painting and decorating, your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. And during Cool Summer Savings, you'll find special deals, too. Right now, save $7 a gallon on Super Paint Interior and Exterior, our best-selling paints. So stop in for great service, expert advice, and right now, one cool sale. When it comes to paint and wallpaper, it's what we do, it's all we do. Ask how, ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
Right now would be a good time to come into Napa Auto Parts, because you can get a Napa 65-month power battery for just $39.99 with exchange. This is the good stuff, manufactured to the highest industry standards. Remember, summer heat is even tougher on your battery than the cold. If your battery isn't getting the job done, get it taken care of now before you hit the road this summer. And at just $39.99, the Napa power battery is definitely the way to go.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 79 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Two teenagers who used a laser pointer are in trouble with the law. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
It is a pretty quiet driver on the freeway system at this hour. The Travel Channel has the information such as it will be. Westbound I-70 approaching the I-270 cutoff. A report of a stalled motorist, supposed to have a flat tire there. Doesn't look like it's causing much of a problem for through traffic. Sheridan and Cedar in Denver, we have an accident involving a Denver police car. No reported injuries there. Colfax and Mariposa downtown, watch for a minor accident as well. Everything else around town moving along in good shape. It's all about poker. The World Poker Tour heads to Las Vegas for the Bellagio 5 Diamond Poker Classic. Watch the World Poker Tour tonight at 7, only on the Travel Channel. Steve Smith and the KNRC Traffic Center.
Two brothers who were using a laser pointer last Friday have found out that misusing that laser is illegal. Detective Perry Shellpfeffer says the boys have been charged.
They're going to be charged with disorderly conduct, a municipal offense carrying a maximum sentence of 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine.
The laser pointer had been pointed at a couple of men waiting at the Inglewood Light rail station. This report brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Mesa County officials report this year's first positive test of West Nile virus on the western slope. The victim's a 20-year-old Grand Junction man who got sick at the end of June but was not hospitalized. His case is Colorado's 17th in 2004. Meanwhile, in Loveland, Colorado Mosquito Control will begin a fogging operation in five parts of the city tonight at sundown. Adams County investigators are asking for the public's help in finding a dark-colored SUV that seriously injured a Minnesota man last night. The SUV ran into 47-year-old Daniel Morris as he was walking across Federal Boulevard near 66th Avenue. The SUV continued southbound on Federal. Morris is in fair condition at St. Anthony Central. In sports, the Colorado Rockies will get back to work tomorrow night against the San Francisco Giants. The Rocks' Todd Helton had only one plate appearance in last night's All-Star game and popped out to first in the ninth as the American League won 9-4. At Verizon Wireless, they never stop working for you. Verizon Wireless. Call 1-800-256-4646. 800-256-4646. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 12:04.
When you need to know
information,
you never have to wait.
Now.
Talk and information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Information now.
Hear both sides on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi,
I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Our high temperatures remaining above average. Our average 88, 94 our high today. Partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon storm. Later on tonight, scattered showers and storms 60. And tomorrow, scattered clouds along with scattered afternoon storms 89. Back to 89 for Friday, starting out partly cloudy. Then those clouds increase with the chance of afternoon showers and storms. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy and 82. KNRC News Time is 12:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:06, 6 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and joining us live in the studio today, if everything goes well, will be Larry Flint. He has a brand new book out called Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth. He's speaking right now at a luncheon that's being hosted by both the Denver Press Club and the Denver Athletic Club, and I believe it's occurring at the DAC. And even if you're not a member of either of those stellar institutions, you can still go. I think it's open to the public. But if you're unable to go for free, for no money whatsoever, you can hear him here. And he'll be with me at in the 2 o'clock hour at some point. It's going to take him a little bit of time to get over from the press club. And as you know, he's in a wheelchair. He was shot at some time ago by somebody who was actually never prosecuted for it. He's been paralyzed ever since that time, and he's in a gold-plated wheelchair. So it's like the Hummer of wheelchairs. It's like the Rolls Royce of wheelchairs. It's quite an operation here. And we saw him in Chicago. He was attended by several beefy attendants, big beefy guys. So we'll see what happens there. You can meet him tonight. He's going to be at Tattered Cover Lodo at 7:30, but you got to go early. They're expecting a huge crowd. You have to get there by 6:30, and it's only one ticket per person. They're giving out tickets per person. I don't think there's any charge for the ticket, but you must arrive early. Also want to tell you that Friday we do once a month. Sometimes we shift in the middle of the month, depending on our travel schedule or the end of the month, but always once a month. We do a show live from the Denver Press Club, and it always has a theme, and the theme this month is gaming. But in addition to gambling and gaming, we're also going to be joined by Walter Mosley, one of our favorite mystery writers. He has a new book out called Little Scarlet. If you love mysteries, and these are kind of noir, and they're set in the 40s, Los Angeles a lot of the time, it's the Easy Rollins series, so it's number 8 in Easy Rollins series, and Walter Mosley is black, and he's Jewish, and his character, Easy Rollins, is black, although I don't think Easy is Jewish. That would be maybe too much to burden him with. Next week, we're going to be joined by Joe Trippi. Joe Trippi has been called the mastermind behind the Howard Dean Ascendancy, and we are also going to be joined by Bill Press later in the month. Bill Press, used to see him on CNN. He's written a book called Bush Must Go, The Top 10 Reasons Why Dickey Doesn't Deserve a Second Term. So, all of that coming up. I'm looking at the paper today. Well, first of all, I'm looking at the current Esquire magazine, and I see, guess who? Donald Trump, who with all of his money has got the worst bad hair. He's got hair. He makes Don King look like he's a hair genius, because I have never seen hair like this. This is such an obvious comb over. It is so weird. Don't you think? It is so weird looking. He is an acknowledged Republican, and he has said horrible things about Dickey. I don't think he's going to vote for him. He thinks this is one of the worst administrations he's ever seen. So I really hope that Donald Trump is speaking for other Republicans as well. What do you think? 303-382-1150. I am looking at the newspapers today, the many zillions that come to my door, and, of course, the Rocky and the Denver Post are among them. And I'm looking at what's going on here insofar as I see a bunch of different headlines. Here are some of the headlines I've seen in the last couple of days. Remember, I was gone all last week. I was in Italy because my cousin got married in Tuscany. Now I come back and I see headlines that criticize Colorado for how it runs its programs vis-a-vis about seniors, programs for seniors where people are on waiting lists just to get meals delivered, where felons might be employed by some of these agencies serving seniors, where there are questions about double billing and there are questions about where the money has gone and the questions about the lax oversight. That's seniors. Now, there is a panel. The agency in charge of the state's juvenile parole program is not providing young people in its care with the treatment required by their parole plan. So the headline is, youth parole efforts lax. So they're not properly supervising the elderly that they're charged with doing the state. They're not properly supervising kids who are on parole. Then I see that the governor is looking for ways to resolve the state's fiscal conflict, but that's not working either. So that isn't happening. I mean, nothing is happening in Colorado, and nobody seems to care about it. Nobody. So you know what? Instead, we're having these dopey votes on whether or not gay marriage should be allowed. And guess what? The Senate has scuttled the amendment, which we knew it didn't have enough votes. The Senate voted today to block a White House-backed constitutional amendment to bar same-sex marriages, dooming its prospects for approval by Congress this year, but ensuring it an emotionally charged role during campaigns in the fall. So they're going to use it politically. The whole point was to use it politically. We have bigger fish to fry than whether or not you got the right wiggle posture in order to get married. I don't know. We have issues of terrorism. We have issues of the economy. We're not in the state of Colorado, for example. We're not properly supervising the elderly with the agencies that are charged with serving the elderly. They're not doing their job. We're not properly supervising the agencies charged with supervising youth parolees. Apparently, its efforts are lax. The governor isn't doing his job because maybe he has a wiggle problem, too. Who knows? He certainly got a family problem. And now you've got another, and then you've got the archbishop who's busy telling you who to vote for based on whether they agree or don't agree with abortion rights or whether they're pro-choice or not. So he's busy. Well, you know, at the same time that there was a story where they found kiddie porn in a Catholic seminary situation in, I think, Austria. Tons, not just a little kiddie porn, lots of it. 40,000 images. And the archbishop there just, you know, he just blew it off. Oh, well, you know, boys will be boys. I don't know. So when the Catholic Church has bigger fish to fry, now what they're doing is they're focusing on how politicians believe, what they believe about choice, pro or anti, you know, choice. So then I look at the paper as if this isn't bad enough in Colorado. And here we are. We're paying a lot of money. Think about it. You know, if you have a job, if you have a salary, certain deductions are made. And you never see that money. Taxes, it's deducted. You never see that money. So I guess there's a disconnect between saying, you know, I'm paying all this money for these services and I'm not getting anything for it. If you were spending all of this money, you had written a check for all of this money for various services and you were getting lax and incompetent oversight and you weren't getting the services that you were putting your money into the hat for, you would be furious. But we have a disconnect. We don't think that this applies to us. Oh, is the supervision lax? Oh, that's too bad. I'm too busy. I can't think about that. I can't go vote. I'm too busy. What is one person? No, doesn't have any. So here you have the feds finally alerted to the killings. We've been talking about the situation where you had a man who was shot to death, who was frail, formerly homeless, recently homeless, clearly disabled. He had a soda can in his hand, And the police were called because of a domestic situation. The guy who really is the suspect here jumped out of the window, which all the neighborhood kids knew. The guy that was shot bore no resemblance whatsoever in any way, shape, or form to the man that everybody was looking for. But nevertheless, a police officer shot first. He saw a glint of the soda pop can. He shot first. He asked questions later. And the 62-year-old recently homeless man died. That was the end of it. So in Denver, where you shoot first and you ask questions later, we have been talking about this on Enid Live for ever since the Paul Chiles shooting, ever since, practically since we signed on, which was almost 2 years, which was more than slightly more than 2 years ago. We've been talking about the Denver Police Department, and then there was the Denise Washington episode, and don't forget the same attorney, Officer Turney, who shot and killed Paul Chiles, had done the same to a disabled black teenager, not that long before, a year, year and a half, 2 years before, something like that. So suddenly a pattern emerges, and you don't have to be a particular genius here to see it. Wow, guess what? A light bulb is going off, and the feds have been alerted to this. Top Colorado law enforcement officials have warned the U.S. Justice Department that a string of fatal shootings involving Denver police officers may point to a, quote, developing pattern of problems within the department that should be addressed on a federal level, according to a source. And this is being reported by the Rocky Mountain News. I have said this. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see that there is some pattern here, that there's something going on in the culture of the Denver Police Department. Many of those people who are members of the Denver Police Department are, fine men and women. They do a terrific job and all of that. But I want to tell you something. There is a problem here with the culture. Otherwise, why would you have this pattern of behavior going on? So here you have top Colorado law enforcement officials have warned the U.S. Justice Department that a string of fatal shootings involving Denver police officers may point to a developing pattern of problems. Do you notice that that's the case? Have we not been talking about this for about a year and a half now? 303-382-1150. Were we ahead of the curve? If you just have eyeballs, you see that something here is going on. And this isn't going on in the fancy neighborhoods. This is going on in the communities of color. This is not going on in the all-white communities. This is going on in communities of color, and the people who are most affected are people of color. This has just occurred after the mayor made a big deal out of instituting all these changes. Turney should have been let cut loose. Maybe they couldn't do it for logistical reasons. Maybe they couldn't cut him loose because they were dealing with trying to settle the Paul Chiles case, and it would have been too great an admission that of wrongdoing. I don't know. But Turney, in a moral world, Turney should have been offloaded from the police department. And that, the police came and demonstrated at Mayor Hickenlooper's office calling him Chicken Looper and wanted to support Turney and wanted everything that any sanctions, which were quite minor, I thought, to Turney, wanted them overturned, and they're going to contribute money because he's been suspended without pay for a period of time. So he's lucky to have a job. I don't think any police department in the nation would want to touch him. He is radioactive. And it looks to me like Denver's got massive problems, and Hickenlooper should have acted, I think, with greater dispatch. And I criticized him at the time. I thought, well, maybe all these rules that they're going to implement in the Denver Police Department, maybe that will address the issue. It's not addressing anything. It's a problem of the culture. It's like what you have at CU. It's a problem of the culture. It's like what you have at Denver Health. It's a in the paramedics and the EMT situation there. It is a problem of the culture. And we're paying for a lot of this stuff. And I think we need to scream about it. We deserve a better police department. We deserve a better Denver Health, where if you need to call an ambulance, you're going to be treated like with decency, with human dignity, like you're a human being. You're going to be treated with a certain amount of care. And we ought to be insisting that our lawmakers, instead of posturing around on this moral issue or that moral issue or gay marriage or this or that or the other, that they actually serve us, that they start to resolve some of these fiscal problems that we have in the state. And instead of just posturing around, all they think about doing is how they can get themselves reelected, how they can line their pockets, how they can advance their career, how they can boost themselves at our expense. So they try to pretend they're serving us, but I think there's a lot of acting going on. 303-382-1150. We're paying the bills. You pay the bills. You got to say so in this. But not if you retreat to your couch and your remote control and you do nothing. Don, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
How you doing, Enid?
Doing well, Don. Hey, I heard you on a news clip, and you had a different name. Your name wasn't Don. It was like a Middle Eastern name, Don.
Well, I mean, you know, Don is my radio name.
Well, okay. You're not...
When I started calling the radio after September 11th, and they wouldn't let me on with my Middle Eastern name, so I'm Don.
You're Don? This is your nom de radio?
Yeah, but I'm not hiding it or anything. My name is Sharif Aleem, and I've been a part of the Operation Get Turney, during the Paul Childs case, and we predicted that this was going to happen again because, like you said, that there is a culture in the Denver Police Department that does not respect poor people and people of color. And that's the big problem. Anytime the wrong man can get shot holding a Pepsi can in his hand, that there's a problem with the Denver Police Department. They paid out $8 million in the last year and a half in settlements. So, you know, that should tell you right there, there's a problem with the culture.
$8 million? Are you sure about $8? Because Paul Childs, who should have gotten the bulk of that, really only got $1.25 million or so. I don't remember, but it wasn't all that much, I thought.
Before the Paul Childs settlement, it was $6 million. It was on the front page of the Rocky Mountain News.
Only for 1 year? Only for 1 year they paid out that much?
In 1 year, they paid out $6 million, and including the Paul Childs case, it upped it to about $7.5 million, almost $8 million. Straight up.
And hers was the largest settlement for one issue that the city has paid. Is that correct?
The it was the biggest settlement for a police shooting.
Right.
Another case got $3 million, but that was like an officer running over somebody. It wasn't a shooting. But what we have here...
What did that officer confuse that person with a fire hydrant? What happened there?
This officer was drag racing down, I think, Sheraton and hit a homeless guy and decapitated him.
Oh.
Yeah, and this was about 2 years ago. But there's a culture of total disrespect by the Denver Police Department on the citizens, the poor, non-affluent people of Denver. And that's what Hickenlooper, you know, we had this conversation before after the Turney suspension, and you asked me, do you think there's going to be a change? And I said, well, it's just lip service right now. And, you know, a lot of, I went to all of those task force meetings that the mayor convened, the police stonewalled. They got up and walked out of meetings on two or three occasions. They wrote in the PPA newsletter that they were going to go on as business as usual. This too shall pass. Officer Al Archuleta wrote that in the PPA newsletter. So, you know,
the PPA is what? The Police Protective Association?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. In the PPA newsletter, he wrote, this too shall pass, and that, you know, these protesters are a bunch of whiners, and we're just going to wait them out, and we're going to keep on doing business as usual.
All right, what's going to happen now, Don? Because now the feds are getting involved, and people have filed complaints. I think it's going to cost the city some money, but what's it going to mean in terms of change?
I think Denver Police Department should come under the federal receivership where, you know, the federal government is, you know, takes a hold of all of their records and their accounting and, you know, make sure they're doing things by the book. That might happen. But we need the resignation of Chief Jerry Whitman. We need that, you know, and the mayor has to give us some cop's head on the plate. And he has to either give this cop the shot, Frank Lobato, they need to give him up, or Whitman has to go. Somebody has to go. We just can't have this swept under the rug with a suspension, and this cop gets to come back and you know, hold his job or a desk job. We need somebody fired. Bill Ritter is.
What do you think? All right, start looking in the tea leaves. Look in your crystal ball. What do you think is going to come out of this? What will happen? Will Hickenlooper wimp out on this again, a second time? Or is he, you know, all these changes, these shoot committees and this and that and the other, and nothing has changed. Not anything has changed. So what is he going to actually do? Are they just going to whitewash this thing?
Well, no, they're not going to whitewash it because, you know, if they thought we were mobilized on the Paul Childs matter, we're really going to be mobilized on this matter. And we're going to do exactly what we did last time. We're going to go visit city council people. We're going to go bust up meetings. We're going to embarrass the mayor like we did last time. We're going to
How did you embarrass the mayor last time?
Well, at the Martin Luther King celebration, in front of like 30,000 people, we heckled the mayor. It was in the middle of one of his speeches. And then, you know, we went to different city council meetings and different community meetings and embarrassed her there. He, on Easter Sunday, he tried to come into the black community and go to an Easter service. And we caught him there, and we put him on Front Street in front of the whole congregation. Down at a Baptist church down in Five Points.
All right, but what changes will happen? Is this mayor got the cojones to really make some substantial changes? Is he going to be pushed into it just because of the response of the community and because the feds are getting involved? Remember now, we got a Republican administration and we have Republicans running everything just about.
Man, Frederick Douglass said power concedes nothing without struggle. And so we have to keep struggling. We have to keep the pressure on. But they need to have more civilian oversight in the process of looking at police shootings. Right now we have the PSRC, which has no teeth. They have no subpoena power.
What can the community do? How can the community get together and demand that we have a more accountable, better, and a better trained police department? What can we do, all of us, not simply the African-American community, everybody, because this is everybody's police department?
Okay, what you can do is call down to Mayor Hickenlooper's office or send him an email and tell him that you want a strengthened civilian review process and also that you want Whitman out of there. And if we don't stand up as a community,
is
black,
Whitman
white, brown, and otherwise, it is still going to go on.
But you got to clean out the culture there. It isn't just Whitman. Whitman has apparently not got the cojones to deal with the culture that's going on there where they are rolling him. That culture is rolling Whitman, and Whitman will be take the fall for it, but that doesn't mean he's the one responsible for it. There's something else going on there.
But we need a chief of police that is really good, not an insider, but an outsider. You know, we need to maybe look at some things that L.A. did. When L.A. was having a lot of problems with the police department, they had to get a police chief that was not a part of the culture of the L.A. police department, so they had a police chief come up from another city. So maybe Denver needs to do that. We made a proposal to the city council about the San Francisco model of civilian oversight. They scoffed at that. They said, we're not San Francisco. It's not going to work here. But now after this latest shooting, everybody is starting to, you know, pay more attention to what we've been telling them the whole time. You know, there has to be a change, and the mayor has to do something significant to get the trust of the people back in his corner. If what he says he wants to do is have these historical sweeping changes, then he needs to stick to it, and he needs to do something to show the citizens of Denver that he means
Does he have the cojones to do it?
Well, I mean, before it was like, hey, we don't want to piss the police department off. We don't want to revolt. Hickenlooper said this to my face. You know, I met him, and I said, hey, I'm the one that did the protest on you, and I'm, you know, and he kind of made a joke about it. And I said, but, you know, John, we got to get rid of these bad cops. He said, well, what do you want me to do? Just fire them, and then they're going to sue the city. Are you going to pay for that? And he made a joke about it and walked away. And whenever you go up to John with these issues, he says, you're delirious. You don't know what you're talking about. You're over the top. You're overstating this. And then we find this situation where a guy gets killed holding a Pepsi can in Denver. Come on now.
Don, I thank you for the call. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 303-382-1150. You heard Don say it. What do you think about it? What do you think has to... Look at this. Look at the culture we're talking about. We're talking about the culture in the Denver Police Department. We're talking about the culture at Denver Health, where the paramedics treat people terribly, where 17 of them have been disciplined. And this has been going on for so long that a couple of hospitals in the late 90s refused to have their paramedics and EMTs train at Denver Health. If that isn't enough of a wake-up call, I don't know what is. You got that going on. You got that culture going on at CU. Everybody's got a culture going on. Nobody wants to give up their little acre of net worth. What can we do? And guess who's paying the bills? We're paying the bills. We are the ones getting screwed. 303-382-1150. Here are the headlines. The headlines are, you know, lax oversight on youth parole efforts, lax oversight on programs for the elderly. The governor can't figure out a way out of a fiscal dilemma. I mean, we are paying the bills. We are paying for these frauds and showboats to have their jobs, to screw us every way they can, to not give us the kind of police service, the kind of health service, the kind of a university service that we are paying for. What is the answer? I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Or Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Terracotta Warriors. A new action musical. Terracotta Warriors combines extravagant dance and songs with spectacular martial arts in an unprecedented fashion. Adapted from historical accounts of the life of the first emperor of China, Terracotta Warriors is a story of rule by terror, loyalty by force, and love by decree. Fight sequences are intertwined with scenes of romance and betrayal as the power of the realm clashes with human passion. Elaborate costumes and sets come together with incredible surround sound effects and unique orchestral music to immerse the audience in the emotion, the drama, and the battles of the 2nd century B.C. The United States premiere of Terracotta Warriors is now playing at the Buell Theater through July 18th only. Tickets are available at All King Supers, online at denvercenter.org, or call 303-893-4100.
Hi, I'm Hazel Miller, Colorado's Queen of the Blues, inviting you to groove through summer Wednesday nights at Lakewood Sound's exciting summer concert series. KNRC is a proud sponsor of the 2004 Sounds Exciting series that features some of Colorado's best artists live under the beautiful summer night sky. The lineup includes Chris Daniels and the Kings, presented by KCUV, Dotsero, Lanny Garrett, and many more. Go to www.lakewood.org or call 303-987-7845. For more information.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks are lower at this hour, with the Dow down 11 and a third points and the NASDAQ off 6.5. It's a seesaw afternoon on Wall Street, with yesterday's profit report from Intel weighing heavily not only on the world's largest chip maker, but on the entire market as well. Shares of Intel are now down more than 9% on the disappointing outlook issued by the firm. One bright spot today has been McDonald's, which beefed up its share price by more than 4% after saying its quarterly profits will beat expectations. Good news also from Bank of America, which reported a jump in quarterly earnings of more than 40%, topping estimates. Americans were keeping a tight grip on their wallets in June. Retail sales fell by 1.1%, the largest decline in 16 months. And Harrah's is rolling the dice in a bid to buy rival casino company Caesars. Our partners at the Wall Street Journal say if completed, that deal would make Harrah's the biggest gambling company in the world. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio, with the Dow down 12 points.
Meet Amy and Dawn.
Hi.
How are you?
With her family vacation approaching, Amy had new tires installed.
That's right.
So did Dawn.
It's true.
But Dawn got hers installed on Sunday.
On Sunday?
At the mall.
The mall?
Where she shopped while she waited.
You got to shop?
That's because Dawn went to Sears Auto Center.
Wish I did.
Now save even more with all Bridgestone tires on sale through July 31st. Plus only at Sears, save an extra $25 or $50 with the purchase of 4 select Bridgestone tires. See store for details. Sears, good life, great price.
When I get one of my headaches, every minute of that pounding, throbbing pain is a minute too long. So when I take something, I want to make sure I choose the one that will get rid of that tough pain faster.
The moment of choice. Tylenol or Advil for faster headache relief. Truth is, Advil liquid gels rush relief to your headache faster than Tylenol. And Advil relief is stronger, better relief too.
Headache's gone already. Glad I chose Advil.
For faster headache relief, advance to Advil relief.
Join our Voice at Work fraternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at krcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free t-shirts for your employees.
But that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air Air as a local supporter of the station. Your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150. KNRC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
I have it on all the time.
KNRC. Talk to Doug Kellett.
Well, let's talk a little bit about John Edwards, because I know some of you are so giddy about the fact that John Kerry, by email today, which is something unusual, something new, named John Edwards as his vice presidential candidate. The thing that occurred to me at the beginning and still kind of rolls through my head is the old song, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, where it says, don't trust your soul to an old backwoods southern lawyer. Because that's what John Edwards is.
Doug Kellett, weekdays from 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC. She's the Rush alternative.
Didn't you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
If Dick and Looper wanted to do anything about the police, Whitman needed to go. He had to go. Whitman must go.
It's about any cop that violates the trust of the citizens of Denver. All of this is just words. You know, we want to see action backing up these words.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:35 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Larry Flint will join us in the 2 o'clock hour somewhere after we're underway, maybe 2:20 or so. His new book is Sex, Lies, and Politics. He'll be coming straight from a luncheon at the DAC that is being hosted jointly by both the Denver Press Club and the Denver Athletic Club. We are talking about this business of paying for services that we are not getting. We're talking about how the feds now have been alerted to the killings that have occurred via the Denver, courtesy of the Denver Police Department, where the feds are going to be looking into probing a pattern of Denver police, developing pattern of problems within the department. Sort of a shoot first, ask questions later kind of an attitude. We saw it with Paul Childs. We saw it with Denise Washington. We saw it with the disabled teenager, that was shot dead by attorney about a year or so before Paul Childs was. And we're looking at a situation where a guy with, as Don put it, with a Pepsi can in his hand is blasted away, has nothing to do with anything, and there's something wrong with the culture. There's something wrong with the culture at Denver Health, where 17 paramedics are being disciplined, and this didn't just happen yesterday. The situation there has been so bad that two hospitals, I think St. Anthony's and Swedish, had suspended in the late 90s, 1998 or so, training their paramedics and EMTs at Denver Health because of complaints and issues and concerns and troubling patterns. And yet here we are in 2004 and nothing much has been done. And look at all the complaints that have issued forth from CU. So you got these people who have a lot of power and they don't want to share it with anybody, and they don't want a nice little deal to be examined too closely, and they don't want to change the culture, in whether it's the athletic department, whether it's at Denver Health in the paramedic and EMT units, or whether it's in the Denver Police Department. And then you have headlines where there's almost no oversight in programs for the elderly in Colorado, where the oversight for youth parolees is lax, where there are allegations of felons being involved, where there are allegations of overbilling, where there are questions about where has the money gone, how come nobody's exercising proper oversight, and who's paying for this? We are paying. Sit down sometime and figure out. Look at your payroll forms, your pay stubs, and figure out how much of your income goes to taxes. Quite a lot of my income goes to taxes. I'm happy to pay my fair share, but I'm going to tell you something. I want something in return for it. I don't want incompetence. I don't want this kind of culture of so destructive going on, whether it's in medicine in Denver, whether it's in police, whether it's in athletics, whether it's supervising the elderly with those programs, supervising juvenile parolees. I'm paying for it. You're paying for it. We ought to sit up, take notice, and get involved here, and we ought to be getting what we think we're paying for. We ought to be getting full value for our taxes. 303-382-1150. Ed, calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Fine. And turn your radio off.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call, Enid. Enid, I wanted to applaud you and also your last caller, Don.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Don on, I've seen him out there in the trenches for a lot of the ills that go on in the community from our city government and what have you. And I think he's on target again, this time with this last murder and by the police department. And it's just getting way, way too far out of hand. He talked about the possibility of bringing in someone from the outside to govern the police department and head the police department. And it's worked in other cities, and I think that's just what's going to happen in this city because of the cronyism and stuff. Things are not going to change or get any better. Again, I applaud Don, and I applaud you for bringing these issues to the forefront with your program, and we just need to get more people out there to help people like Don who are waving the flag and leading the way for justice.
Well, I figure out a way to do it, because I'm going to tell you something. This is not just a problem of the African-American community. This is a problem for the whole community, not just some of the community. And what was that line they used? You know, I didn't protest when they came to get the gypsies during the Holocaust because I wasn't a gypsy, and I didn't protest when they came to get the Poles because I wasn't a Pole, and I didn't protest when they came to get the Jews because I wasn't a Jew, and then when they came for me, there was no one left to support me. I mean, it said much better than that. So I think this is a problem for the whole community, not just some of the community.
Right. Right. Well, it's more in the minority community because we haven't had any white shootings, and I hate to be divisive by making that statement, but I just don't know why the culture tends to jeopardize the minority community.
I think they're scared. And I don't think they're brave in these instances. And I think when I see them, you know, six cruisers swoop down on a jaywalker, I'm thinking, what is it with the Denver Police Department? Thank you, Ed. I appreciate the call. 303-382-1150. Lines are completely full. This opens up one line. Rod calling Onicell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, Enid.
Hi, Rod.
Haven't called you for a while. I wanted to say that, you know, there is, in fact, a potential for a culture problem, and I know I'm a voice just sort of blowing in the wind, but, you know, maybe part of the culture is the people who are calling the Denver police and having them come, and kids that won't say, oh, that guy went out the back door, and maybe the homeless man who was...
It's not the kid's responsibility. It is also the training of the...
my neighborhood...
Excuse me, Rod. There is training of dispatchers that needs to happen because there's been a lot of information that's been miscommunicated. This has happened repeatedly. I haven't heard that dispatchers are being trained additionally from what has happened in the past. Maybe they are. Maybe they're not. There was one problem of miscommunication right there.
Sure. But the point is... that it's not all, and excuse me for this, it's not entirely black and white on this particular issue.
What is it?
And I think
what is it, then?
The poor man who was shot was, according to the Rocky Mountain News, there because he had not fulfilled his obligation because of his heroin and cocaine addictions, and he was.
What is your point exactly? Excuse me. What is your point? What point did you call to make, Rod?
He was supposed to be in housing for
his habit. Rod, what is your point that you're trying to make?
Point is, he perhaps knowing that he was supposed to be elsewhere, perhaps just perhaps he. Reacted in a way that caused
him to be murdered because he had a Pepsi in his can. You know what? That's preposterous. 303-382-1150. Bill calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm very well, Bill.
You know, this makes me think of the Bush war philosophy in it because, you know, this guy, he didn't have a weapon, but he might have gone out and got a weapon.
That's right. It's like Iraq. He might have. We had to do a preemptive strike and murder him before he could murder us.
You know, and the guy was imperfect, it sounds like, and granted, there was no reason to take him out then, but someday he might have done something bad. It doesn't surprise me a bit that the conservatives are saying, well, man, now there are two sides. I mean, they have a hard time seeing two sides to most issues, but they seem to be pretty capable of seeing two sides to this issue.
I think that's an excellent point, Bill. I'm glad you made it. 303-382-1150. Jeff in Summit County. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Jeff.
I really believe that people make mistakes. I don't know if this gentleman, the police officer, has ever been reprimanded or under any kind of suspension before.
Actually, he has been applauded and commended for some previous work. Whether he got scared, whether he saw the glint of metal, he thinks that's a gun, I'll shoot first, I'll think about it later, who knows. But he caught up in a kind of cultural that I think pervades the Denver Police Department, at least appears so from the outside.
I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just think, you know, that's a possibility. I would like to think that most policemen would not, you know, shoot first and ask questions later. And the gentleman beforehand brought up a very good point that
You know what, Jeff, your call's broken up. Call us again. 303-382-1150. Mara in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Oh, Enid?
Yes,
is
hi.
Is that you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I can hardly hear you. Can I make a comment first?
Sure.
That we really miss you when you're gone.
Thank you.
I think that in this supercharged atmosphere, political season, when you're not at your post, your voice is diminished, if you know what I mean. And we really miss that. So, and Bill Thorpe did a good job. But Friday's show was abominable. But anyway, I'm native Coloradan, and I worked for Public Service Company for 15 years. Have noticed that the corporate culture and the business, well, the business culture, the police culture, everybody is so entwined with each other. I don't know how we're going to make any changes. And then it goes from the governor on down.
You know, I want to tell you something. I think you might be right about this, Mara, because here I am. I'm pretty much, I'm a kind of newcomer here.
Right.
I'm getting the signal here. May we put you on hold? Because I think we've got to do a news break and we've completely forgotten about it.
Yeah, sure.
All right. I'll put you on hold because there are things I want to say about this.
Oh, okay. Great.
All right. Thank you. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
12:46. Time to check into the way over time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Tim, I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's
we got
okay.
so passionate. We forgot that there's real news going on.
You were on a roll there.
I was.
All right, it's partly cloudy and 79 degrees now. Charges are being filed against two teenagers who were using a laser pointer last week. I'll have that story in a moment. Let's check traffic first. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Emergency equipment in the area of Bruce Randolph and Gilpin Street at this hour. Report of service of Liberty Bell Telecom. Denver police are investigating a reported shooting inside a liquor store, so use caution there. Watch for a lot of police cars in the area. Freeway traffic, by and large, moving along in good shape, says the CDOT map. Northbound Broadway at I-25, a lawnmower fell off the back of the truck. It's blocking the center lane. That causing some delays for you. Also, a medical emergency at Kipling in Florida. It's not a traffic accident, but there are lots of pieces of fire equipment on the scene there. Break free from Quest with your new choice in local phone service, Liberty Bell Telecom. Better service, cheaper rates, keep your current numbers, libertybelltelecom.com. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Two brothers who aimed a laser pointer at a couple of men waiting for the light rail in Englewood last Friday are being charged with disorderly conduct. If found guilty, they could get a $1,000 fine and wind up in jail for a year. This report brought to you by Power Bar Harvest. Colorado's West Nile virus cases are up to 17 now, with the latest a 20-year-old Grand Junction man. This is the first case of the mosquito-borne disease on the western slope this year. Tonight, Colorado Mosquito Control will begin a fogging operation in five parts of the city of Loveland starting at sunset. An Aurora teen will face charges for planning a Columbine-style attack at his high school in April. Magistrate Christine Chow ordered the 15-year-old to stand trial for charges ranging from solicitation to conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. According to officials, the teen tried to enlist friends as snipers for his attack at Cherokee Trail High School. Fight the afternoon lull with Tasty Harvest Bar, real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains and protein in 10 tempting flavors. Harvest Bar from Power Bar, available at Albertsons. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1248.
Libs love her.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hate her.
Ignorant.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett, and allow me to introduce you to the number one public golf course in Colorado, is rated by golfers and peers alike. Joining me now to talk about the Ridge at Castle Pines North is manager Daryl Fuston.
Thanks, Doug. You are right. The Ridge at Castle Pines North is consistently rated as the number one public course in Colorado. We have become the venue of choice for corporate and charity events. We are committed to providing the best golfing experience in Colorado.
It is a perfect place for corporate outings and for businessmen and women to choose to entertain their clients. When you want to take that prospective client or client to the perfect course, this is it.
And with our great restaurant, spectacular front range views, along with Troon Golf's Country Club for a Day philosophy, we are the perfect place to bring your clients and to set up corporate golf events.
And you know, we haven't even talked about the course. Once you play the beautiful 18 holes at the Ridge at Castle Pines North, you are sure to come back. Set up a tee time or call for info about your corporate or charity event. 303-688-4301. That's 303-688-4301. The Ridge at Castle Pines, your country club for a day.
Mention you heard this ad on KNRC and receive an additional 20% off.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Partly cloudy skies, maybe some thunderstorms this afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight with some scattered thunderstorms. Partly cloudy after midnight, maybe some isolated showers. Around 60 for tonight's low. Mostly sunny to start the day tomorrow, then clouding up with some thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Upper 80s for tomorrow's high. Partly cloudy and 82 now. KNRC News Time is 12:50. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Dave Tewksbury, and since 1996, our store, Tewksbury & Company, has been known as downtown Denver's lifestyle store. We specialize in the most sought-after and highly rated cigars with over 300 selections in our spacious walk-in humidor. But many of our customers know us as the store for tasting and purchase of Colorado's award-winning wines 7 days a week. Yeah, you heard me right. We sell wines on Sunday, too. In fact, we received Westward's Best of Denver Award for the best place to buy wines on a Sunday. In addition, for those of you who are outdoor enthusiasts, we're the only store to offer fly fishing supplies and licensed fly fishing guide service in downtown Denver. Our 5 employees are knowledgeable and congenial. It'll help you to find that right cigar or bottle of Colorado wine. Now, we're located in Ryder Square, just between the 16th Street Mall and Larimer Square, so stop by and give us a call at 303-825-1880 or visit us on the web at TewksburyCompany.com. At Tewksbury & Company, we say if you love cigars, wines, or fly fishing, we talk your language.
Out-of-town ownership took your talk radio away, and AM 1150 KNRC is here to give it back to you. More talk, less clutter. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
We shot the wrong guy. Right? The last 2 days, we keep hearing that from them as their official line. Was there a right guy to shoot?
No weapon was recovered from the party who was shot, and it has now been determined that the party who was shot was not armed at the time of the shooting.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:52 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. Let's go to the phones. Mara, I'm so sorry. I hit the wrong button. Thanks for calling us back.
Yeah, that's okay. I thought it was me. Well, I watched my retirement benefits just reduced. Well, I get a little bit from them, from public service. I also get, I get no medical. I get nothing, you know.
But your point was that the power structure is so intertwined in this town that you wonder if it's possible to clean up these cultures.
I don't think so, because they've gone to the legislature. The laws have been changed to benefit the big corporations, and the policemen are going to protect, no matter which city, are going to protect their rights and benefits because they want to retire with those full benefits, and everybody is watching everybody else's back. And I don't know what to do about it.
Well, I want to tell you something. You know, here I come from the outside, and I see that the governor, who is talking about family values, he and his wife separate, and nobody, you don't see one word about it except for the announcement. You don't see one word about it any place. And I went to town on him. I just thought that this was so hypocritical.
It is.
And talk radio is a great place where you can speculate and you you can have opinions,
yeah.
and we can talk about what's out there and what people are saying about him. And let me tell you, publications like Westword took me to task. They were so upset. They said, you're not acting like a journalist. I said, I'm not a journalist here. I'm doing talk radio. It's a whole different deal.
Right.
It's about opinions. It's not about fact. And now I see they're all doing it, too. Everybody's capitalizing on the Owens wiggle wiggle phenomenon. But, boy, they really took me to task. And it was at that point that I think I saw how intertwined the power structure is, that publications that purport to be so edgy are actually quake when the governor's office gives them a phone call. And I think that that it goes out throughout the Denver area.
Right.
And there's not a significant, that I can see, not a significant kind of opposition or a community where there is at least some check and balance going on. I see it happening.
I agree with you. I so totally agree with you. And if you do speak up, you're called a troublemaker, you know. It's interesting because when Governor Romer, who had relationship with his, I believe it was secretary or office manager or something, for what, 15 years, something like that, and I could be totally wrong on my dates on this, but Westword was the first one to pick up on that.
They did pick up on it, and they suffered.
Yeah.
They took a big hit for
right.
it, but they wound up being right.
Right.
And I think it so chastened them that when Owens was wiggling around, they wouldn't say a word. Now they are,
right.
and which is good. I think that's what
right.
they should have been doing.
Right.
But I like to say that I broke ground on that one. Mary, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Kevin in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I believe I have the solution to all these police shootings.
What?
Well, wireless micro video cameras. The same technology that lets perverts watch women go to the bathroom on the internet can save lives.
You know, I just saw...
Their badges, on the guns.
How big are these things? How are perverts watching women go to the bathroom?
I can't hear you.
I said, how are perverts watching women go to the bathroom? Where? How big are these cameras?
They've got these tiny little cameras, okay? I think I saw this on...
So what do they do? Throw it over into the stall and you don't know it's there?
They have these cameras
You know what?
Yes.
But if it's attached to the pervert, you'll notice it.
No,
you'll notice that there's a pervert leering into your bathroom stall, won't you?
Enid, that was just a joke. Now, the point is that they have the technology to put the cameras on the police, on the officers themselves.
Well, you know what? Did you see CNN yesterday? Jeannie Mosley, I love her stuff. You can get a T-shirt with a TV monitor on it. You can walk around. You can watch TV. People can watch your T-shirt.
Right.
Okay. So you're saying the solution is a camera. Got it.
I'm saying that if these cops had to wear these micro-transmitting cameras on their persons so that then after every shooting, an independent panel could look at the footage and say, look, this was justified or this was not. We wouldn't have to knock our heads around saying,
we already know that this wasn't justified. Everybody knows it. No, but this guy had a Pepsi can in his hand. 303-382-1150. Jeff in Summit County. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. We got disconnected earlier. I was just getting back to the point that I didn't know the policeman. He said he'd been had some recommendations for good things, but there is no excuse for what he did.
Jeff, I have no idea what you're trying to tell me. Cut to the chase. What do you want to tell me here?
Basically, it stems from the government, the head down. It stems from the leadership on down. If Bush says it's okay to shoot first and ask questions later, why doesn't everybody else think it's okay?
Oh, there you go. All right. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Tired of high gas prices? Get a free $10 gas card. Register for the Denver Regional Council of Governments Carpool Plus program at carpoolplus.org. The Physically Handicapped Amateur Musical Actors League, FAMILY, proudly presents its 15th annual production, the quintessential musical comedy, Guys and Dolls, in the Space Theater at the Denver Performing Arts Complex, July 16th through August 1st. FAMILYs helps people with disabilities to showcase their talents and abilities through live productions. Tickets can be purchased by calling Denver Center Ticketing at 303-893-4100 or online at phamaly.org. Tired of high gas prices? Get a free $10 gas card. Register for the Denver Regional Council of Governments Carpool Plus program at carpoolplus.org. Call 1-888-MY-BILLS now, and a debt counselor will help consolidate your bills into one affordable monthly payment. Call 1-888-MY-BILLS or go to mybills.org.
We call it Drive Talking. Go to our website at knrcradio.com and look for details on how you can get a free KNRC travel coffee mug. That'll help on those morning commutes, and it may stop those stupid hot coffee spill lawsuits. There are few things that are free these days, but you'll find them at knrcradio.com. Go there, sign up, and the Drive Talking coffee mug will be yours. You can even get unlimited coffee refills in your fabulous new KNRC coffee mug at Sugar Beet Cafe. It's just another way for us to say thank you for making AM 1150 KNRC your number one choice for news and talk in Denver. AM 1150 KNRC.
Come on. 1258 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. In the 2 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Larry Flint, who is the publisher of Hustler Magazine, calls himself a smut peddler, but somebody who's interested in politics. He'll be joining us in the 2 o'clock hour, fresh from the luncheon that's being sponsored by the Denver Press Club and the DAC. His new book is called Sex, Lies, and Politics. And if you want to meet him tonight, you've got to get there at 6:30 because Tatter Cover is going to be giving out tickets at that time. They're free, but it's only one per person, and that is at Tattered Cover Lodo, I believe. Don't go anywhere. Two more hours of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. You've never called me before, consider doing it. It's a free phone call. You will be heard. You might affect the dialogue. The number is 303-382-1150. We're talking about the culture of Denver that allows police shootings. You shoot first, you ask questions later. It's kind of like Iraq, isn't it? I'm Enid Goldstein, and this is AM 1150.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. A particularly deadly day in Iraq. NBC's Tom Aspel says the governor of Mosul was assassinated by guerrillas who hit his car with a grenade and automatic weapons.
The governor was driving south from Mosul to Baghdad to attend a meeting down here with Interior Ministry officials. He was traveling in a convoy of four cars when another vehicle pulled alongside and threw a single hand grenade and then fired AK submachine guns into his car.
Also today, at least 11 Iraqis were killed in a suicide bombing in Baghdad. Prime Minister Tony Blair says he accepts responsibility for any flawed British intelligence information before the war in Iraq. An official report says much of it was based on unreliable sources. Democratic presidential contender John Kerry is out with a proposal to cut government subsidies to the logging industry. He wants to use the savings to fund an agency to restore forests and create jobs. The Bush campaign says it's a ploy to try and win support of environmentalists. I'm Lester Holt, NBC News Radio.
There's a special place you go for painting and decorating, your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. And during cool summer savings, you'll find special deals, too. Right now, save $7 a gallon on Super Paint interior and exterior, our best-selling paints. So stop in for great service, expert advice, and right now, one cool sale. When it comes to paint and wallpaper, it's what we do, it's all we do. Ask how? Ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
Right now would be a good time to come into Napa Auto Parts, because you can get a Napa 65-month power battery for just $39.99 with exchange. This is the good stuff, manufactured to the highest industry standards. Remember, summer heat is even tougher on your battery than the cold. If your battery isn't getting the job done, get it taken care of now before you hit the road this summer. And at just $39.99, the Napa power battery is definitely the way to go.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. 84 degrees under partly cloudy skies. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. No charges for the owner of a dog that attacked a girl yesterday. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Continues to be a pretty quiet drive around the freeway system at this hour. The reported service of General Motors on Quebec at I-70, though, getting a report of an accident, may have injuries involved there. So watch for fire rescue equipment heading in that direction. 8th and Colorado Boulevard, a minor collision. Also a medical first aid situation inside Southwest Plaza at Wadsworth and Bowles. Everything else around town very, very quiet right now. Even when traffic is light, like right now, anything can happen. Be prepared with OnStar. Advisors ready to help 24 hours a day. Plus, OnStar personnel calling in, or personal calling rather, and virtual advisor helps you avoid delays ahead. OnStar, always there, always ready. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
The owner of a dog that viciously attacked a 7-year-old girl yesterday will not face charges. This today from Denver Police Detective Virginia Lopez.
There's no intent here. This babysitter did not knowingly place this little girl in harm's way.
The dog belonged to a woman who was babysitting the 7-year-old at 4875 DTC Boulevard. Lopez says they had just returned home when the girl and the dog got into a tug of war over a bag of potato chips. That's when the dog bit the girl several times. She remains hospitalized but is expected to recover. As for the dog, it was originally reported to be a pit bull, but according to animal control officials and the Denver Dumb Friends League, it was a 2-year-old Mastiff Sharpei mix. This report brought to you by the Air National Guard. Denver police confirmed that they're investigating a robbery shooting at a liquor store in Northwest Denver. Details are sketchy. It happened shortly before 1 o'clock this afternoon at Bruce Randolph Avenue and Gilpin Street. The victim was taken to the hospital, condition unknown at this point. Police describe the suspect as a male in his teens wearing baggy pants. The man Denver police were looking for when they shot another man was in court this morning. Vince Martinez was already wanted on 2 previous warrants. His wife called 911 Sunday night for alleged beatings over the course of 17 hours, but when police got there, Martinez was gone. They shot his uncle, Frank Lobato, instead. Martinez turned himself into police not long after. He's now being held on $75,000 bond on 2 domestic abuse charges. In sports, the Colorado Rockies still enjoying the All-Star break, but they'll be getting back to work tomorrow night as they start a 4-game homestand against the San Francisco Giants. Money for college plus job skills from a part-time job? You bet. Fuel your future in the Air National Guard. Check it out online at goang.com. That's goang.com. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 104.
AM 1150 KNRC.
Hello?
Where good talk happens.
We have to talk.
AM 1150 KNRC.
Contemporary American roots singer-songwriter Michelle Schacht comes to the Arvada Center for a night of blues, rock, southern funk, and country folk. This Grammy nominee will perform in the Arvada Center's beautiful outdoor amphitheater on Saturday, July 17th at 7:30 p.m. Schacht's 15 years of albums capture nearly every genre of American music and combine biting wit, sharp social commentary, and a strong sense of Texas roots. Tickets for Michelle Schacht are $28 for covered seating and $15 for lawn seating. For more information or to purchase tickets, contact the Arvada Center box office at 720-898-7200 or visit their website at arvadacenter.com. Michelle Schacht is sponsored by TCF Bank. Don't miss the Americana music and rich, intoxicating voice of Michelle Schacht this Saturday night at the Arvada Center. Call 720-898-7200.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We already have spotty shower activity west along I-70. It'll fill in through this evening. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on tap for Denver into tonight. After a high of 93, you can expect a low of 60. Chance of thunderstorms on Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid to upper 80s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy in 84 now. KNRC News Time is 106. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
106, 6 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and in the next hour, we're going to be joined, if all goes well, by Larry Flint. He is the publisher of Penthouse Magazine. He has a brand new book out called Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth. He is responsible. He has a political interest in addition to his own, he is a self-described smut peddler, but in addition to his business interests, he also has been involved politically, and particularly on a lot of First Amendment cases. It was his unearthing of all that damaging information to Bob Livingston that caused him to retire, and this during the in Clinton impeachment. Also, I think he's the one who dug up the information on Representative Bob Barr that he had paid for an abortion, Mr. Family Values, Mr. Staunch Conservative. So Larry Flint has had an effect and a hand in how politics have unspooled or unraveled or developed in this country, depending on your point of view. 303-382-1150. If you're just tuning in, here's what we have been talking about, and I have things that I want to add to the conversation. What we've been talking about is finally the feds are beginning to get involved in what looks like a culture in the Denver Police Department where you shoot first, you ask questions later. So there are civil rights issues involved here, and the feds are going to be looking at it. As some of you have pointed out, what they're going to determine, I don't know. When we're talking about a larger larger culture where you shoot first and you ask questions later. And by that, we're talking about Iraq, a preemptive strike. Maybe that's the defense that the officer is going to use in this latest case where a guy who's frail, previously homeless, no threat to anybody, gets shot because he's got a Pepsi can in his hand. We're also talking about a kind of culture that's allowed to thrive in Denver, that you have at Denver Health, where they had to discipline and fire a total of 17 people, EMTs, the folks who, when you call 911, come to help you out. Because there have been allegations of abuse, there have been allegations that they roll you when you come in drunk and they pick your pockets. It has been so bad, and it didn't just happen overnight. It happened as early as, let's say, around the later 90s, when a couple of hospitals in the Denver area refused to let their paramedics and EMTs train with Denver Health, because there have been so many disturbing, troubling allegations. Why does it finally take all these more years before it came to a head? And I doubt that the problem has been solved. And of course, we have all just been through the CU culture, where there have been allegations of sex and rape and booze and everything, and alcohol escort services used to recruit athletes. And again, a culture there where people want to keep their jobs and they don't care about doing the right thing. You have reports now critical of the way that juvenile parolees, the oversight there, it's lax. You have reports that just appeared in the paper, I think, on Monday or Tuesday, about the lax oversight of government programs in Colorado that help seniors. Talking about double billing, talking about felons. There's no criminal background check on some of these people that are assisting seniors. So in every way, and then the governor posturing, we have terrible fiscal problems in the state. We are paying the bill for all these people, and we're not screaming about it. We have become a complacent, passive culture, an audience sort of kind of culture. We are an audience. We don't know that we can take responsibility here or that we can demand. And we're the ones paying the bills. We're not exercising the appropriate oversight. What can we do to change this? 303-382-1150. And I want to add to this something about a story that I saw. A couple of things. First of all, here's what the dialogue has been in Washington. The dialogue in Washington has been on the issue of a constitutional ban of same-sex marriage. We've got real problems. We got economic problems. We got problems in Iraq. We got all kinds of terrorist problems. We got many, many problems. And all the administration wants to do is posture. It's really no different from what has been happening in Colorado, except what's been happening in Colorado is on a much smaller scale, where you have politicians all wanting to posture. They don't want to do what it takes. They don't want to impose the tough solution. They don't care about the common good. They care about their own good. They care about getting reelected. That's what I see going on in Colorado. 303-382-1150. I hope I'm wrong. And here is an editorial in today's Denver Post. Do the right thing, Senator Campbell. Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell says he isn't sure what to think. So for now, he's carefully weighing the nuances of the Senate debate, and that's on the same-sex, the procedural vote on whether to have a same-sex ban on same-sex marriage, constitutional ban, which in any event, the procedural vote went nowhere, so it's not going anywhere. But they'll keep bringing it back because they want to distract Americans. The education system in this country has gotten so bad that people are easily distractible. It must be the infomercial culture where, they tell you enough things that even get you to suspend your disbelief. It's 3 o'clock in the morning and they want to sell you this cream for $19.95. And wait, there's more. $19.95. You slather this cream either on your bald spot and you grow a hair that will put Donald Trump to shame, or Don King even, or you slather this cream all over your fat thighs and in the morning you will have lost 40 pounds. You want to believe it? It's 3 o'clock in the morning, $19.95, but wait, there's more. You get a free this and you get a free that and you send away for it. And it doesn't work because the whole thing is preposterous. And that's exactly the kinds of solutions that are being proposed by the administration. Those are exactly the kinds of solutions that we see in Colorado. We see those solutions in Washington and people suspend their disbelief. Oh, really? Did the Iraq have weapons of mass destruction? Oh, well, we got to go to war then. Guess what? It's unraveling in England right now. Tony Blair's under huge fire because, again, those reports were sexed up as was said much earlier in the debate, and everybody denied it. Oh, no, we got our information. President says we got our, Dickey says we got our information from the English, and the English sexed up what they had. 303-382-1150. I also want to talk about something that I see in the Denver Post, and I never knew went on. You go to a restaurant, you order a meal, you pay with your credit card, you put a little money in there for a tip for the server. You tip, what do you tip? The minimum should be 15%, don't you think? 15-20%, depending on how the service has been. Guess what? They don't get to keep it all. Not only do they have to split it with other workers at the restaurant, but management at some of these swanky joints are demanding a 2% kickback. For what? To pay for the processing of the credit card. Give me a break. It's a cost of doing business. Why should you penalize your servers that you are paying $2.15 an hour here in Denver? You're allowed to do that in Colorado under certain circumstances, and by demanding that 2% kickback, you may be violating those circumstances. Otherwise, you'd have to pay the grand sum of $5.15 an hour. What do you think about that? I don't like it. I won't put it. I'm not going to put any more tips on any kind of credit card. I'll do the tips separately, and I'll do it in cash. And I hope my server is smart enough not to kick back that 2%. 303-382-1150. Bob calling from Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Doing well, Bob.
Great. I think I have something that could kill two birds with one stone for you.
What?
You want to get George Bush out of office.
Yeah.
And you think CU needs a overhaul.
Yes.
Back in order. I think you should work your butt off to be as successful as you can to get rid of George Bush. And if you do, then you should be calling that he should be hired at CU to help restore a moral basis at CU.
Well, where is he any kind of a moral beacon? He's a moron beacon, but is he a moral beacon?
Well, I think he would definitely be aggressive against people who, I don't think he would have ever made the comments or done any of the, I think he'd be aggressive about changing the profile and the situation at CU in order to make sure that they don't have sex rings and stuff that are going on there. And I think he would never have made the comment that the
so what should he be
say about that, you know, that the C word is just a term of endearment. I don't think any of those things.
All right. Now, wait. What's this going to be his new office at CU? Is it going to be chancellor, president? Head of the athletic?
He's the president of the university.
He's going to be president of the university, and or is he going to head the athletic department?
I think if you made him president of the university, I think that would be appropriate.
How about making him head of the baseball team? Because that's his first love, and that's the only thing he knows how to do anyway. He can be like baseball cheerleader. Right?
Well, the alternative. I mean, it certainly wouldn't be good to hire Bill Clinton to be the president of the university to solve the problem that's going on with the football team. Because Bill Clinton would just join in the sex ring party.
Oh, he would.
He did. Because he can.
Oh, I see. Okay, Bob, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Abe, first-time caller, welcome to Enid Live.
Thank you, Enid.
You're welcome.
I've listened to you for about 2 months, and just to let you know, I am a conservative Republican, but I like to listen to hear both views and kind of come up to my own decision. But I'm teetering right now as an independent. Because I don't agree with what President Bush has done in the way that he's handled things, but I agree with him on the reasons why we went into Iraq, not necessarily weapons of mass destruction, but to basically get a dictator out. And the only problem that I do have, and I think that I'm coming up to a conclusion to, is that the Democrats are handling this as, you know, then you must hate me. And
Abe, you're dropping out, so I don't even know what you're saying to me. Tell me what your point is, because some of what you're saying is dropping out. You're on a cell phone.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you like, I can give you a call back.
Well, you've tantalized us. So where are you going with this?
Well, it's just a matter of, I just want to give you my opinion of how some of us Republicans are feeling, is that, no, we don't agree with everything that our president is doing, but I can't put myself up to voting for Kerry simply because of his positioning for abortion and also for some other views that, you know, I just don't agree with. And
all right, so what are you going to do in the president when you have to go into the booth in November? What are you going to do on the line for president? Are you going to do nothing, or are you going to hit it for Dickey?
Well, if that's the case, then yes, I think that I would have to vote for our president for a second term, simply because I just don't have the feeling for Kerry.
Why don't you have a good feeling? Look what Dickey has done. He has screwed up everything. Everything they have done has been incompetent. And some of the 9/11 stuff tells us that it's at senior levels they were entirely incompetent, both before and after 9/11. We are no safer. We are no safer now, Abe. We are no safer now than we were pre 9/11. They have implemented nothing to make us safer. And you can argue with a lot of forcefulness that by going into Iraq and squandering our resources for a country that was not at that moment a threat to us, has allowed al-Qaeda and the terrorists to regroup, has acted as a recruiting magnet all over the Middle East to focus hatred against the United States, has taken our first responders, stretched them thin, has had a terrible effect on families, and has left us way more vulnerable. And this, you want to vote for this again?
But see, the thing is, though, I mean, I don't feel that we should be in a position of just backing off and saying, okay, well, do what you have to do throughout this world, and we will just sit back and watch you. I don't think.
But what about the cost to benefit ratio? If you're going to go to war and expend lives and expend huge amounts of money, it should be worth it. I was in favor of going to war against Osama bin Laden, plucking him out of Pakistan or Afghanistan, going into Afghanistan. That was fine. And we took our eyes off the ball. He has gotten stronger. He has gotten more wily and deceptive. And we have made ourselves more vulnerable as a result.
Well, that's where we both disagree, because I think that is something that we are getting stronger for. And
how are we getting stronger? Show me how we've gotten stronger.
In a matter of homeland security, I do believe that we are stronger.
How? You can believe it, but give me evidence. How are we stronger?
You know, I can't honestly, because unfortunately...
You don't have any evidence. We aren't stronger. The best we got out of homeland security was blue tarps and duct tape. We are not stronger, and you can't give me evidence. And you know what, Abe? This is what's so intriguing. You believe it because you want to believe it, but there isn't a shred of evidence for you to believe it. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150 KNRC.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipolene and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipolene.
I'm Catherine, and I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipolene at 800-851-8966. It's guaranteed. Call 800-851-8966. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 800-851-8966. Call now. 800-851-8966.
Tune in to the Kiefel Cycling Hour this Saturday at 7 a.m. for Tour de France updates and analysis. Listen to Ron Kiefel, someone who's been in the Tour 7 times. You'll hear about the intricacies and the strategies riders use to compete at the highest levels in an all-out effort to win the biggest bike race in the world. Feel the excitement of the race, the thrill of the chase, and what it's really like to be in the competition. Only on the Kiefel Cycling Hour this Saturday at 7 a.m. on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Tyler Matheson, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks, well, they've turned south right now, down about 44 points for the Dow and about 14 points for NASDAQ. 10202 on Dow and 1917. What a year on NASDAQ. Sales at America's retailers fell 1.1% in June. That is the sharpest decline in 16 months. Economists blamed bad weather, higher energy prices, and slower payroll growth for that slowdown. Harrah's Entertainment close to a deal to buy rival Caesars. The deal would make Harrah's the largest gambling company in the world. Genzyme Corporation beat earnings estimates and reported a 58% rise in second quarter revenues and projected higher annual sales. And the price for shares of Intel down today after the chip Chip Bellwether said 2004 profit margins will be lower than expected. The company matched earnings estimates for the second quarter, but it was the outlook that scared investors. After the closing bell today, investors will get earnings reports from Advanced Micro Devices and Apple Computer. Tomorrow, IBM expected to report solid, if modest, earnings growth in its second quarter. And the Dow right now down. I'm Tyler Matheson, CNBC Business Radio.
Talk to Jimmy Lakey.
It's Andrew Romanoff. Welcome into the program, sir.
Morning, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've given money to a Democrat. I need my fever check.
Did it feel good?
I don't know yet. I'm still processing.
You could do it again. You know, we're happy to take your money.
I know you are. If you don't take it, Democrats don't take it for contributions. They'll sure as heck take it when they raise my taxes.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that to you.
I'm
carving out a little Lakey exception to the tax laws in Colorado.
Jimmy Lakey, weekday mornings at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC. Have a financial question? Email us, Integra@knrcradio.com, and Willis Ashby will respond. Integra@knrcradio.com. Listen to Willis Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55, exclusively with Doug Kellett on AM 1150 KNRC. More talk time than any other Denver talk radio station. More talk, less clutter. Now, here's Enid Goldstein.
1:24 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. In the next hour, we're going to be joined by Larry Flint. He's got a new book out, Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth. One of you called and wanted to know, does he exploit women? Hey, you don't have to buy it. You don't have to read it. You don't have to pose for it. If you want to pose for it, be my guest and be paid for it. I don't care. I'm not buying that publication. You want to buy it? That's what the First Amendment is all about in this country. And that's why Larry Flint, say what you will about him, has been a champion of the First Amendment. Think about this kind of Taliban behavior that we're looking at coming out of Washington. And what about our last caller, Abe? God bless him. You know, he wants to believe that we're better off for having gone to war against Iraq. But let me ask you the question. And when I put it to him, I said, what's your evidence? He had no evidence. He just wants to believe it. Well, we're better off. Okay, fine. What's your evidence? We don't have a logical culture anymore. When I say, what's your evidence? It's I believe it. The earth is flat because I want to believe that the earth is flat. So, do you have any evidence that we're better off for having gone to war against Iraq? You want to present it? 303-382-1150. And here's what the administration is doing. They can't stand it. You know, when Teresa Hines was married to John Hines and it was Republicans, as she said on 60 Minutes, they were all happy to tap into that fortune. And now they can't stand that it's Hines ketchup. So it's like Freedom Fries. They're making a W ketchup. Well, he's going to have to catch up a lot before he is at that level. And you have a situation here also where you have Pete Coors, who's sort of sounding more and more anti-gay, and the Coors Company, which sees the gay market in bars certainly as a good, viable market for the company, and so they are at odds with each other. The company is saying, hey, we're in support of domestic partnership, we're in support of gay rights, these are people who are our customers, and you have Pete Coors, who is trying to posture along Taliban lines and say he's anti anything to do with I don't know, gay marriage, gay rights, and so forth. 303-382-1150. And now you've got, you know, I told you that when coming back from Italy, I got on a plane, and this was the transatlantic part of the flight. And it's great fun to watch the sky map. You know, I always like the part where you go across, where you fly across Greenland. I think it's, and I've actually seen it, too, on transatlantic flights where you see the rocky shore. Oh, it's just great. It's great to watch it. But anyway, you have to go through all the screening. And they put up a big sign in Germany. I took a number of flights on Saturday I started out very early in the day in Florence, Italy, and flew to Frankfurt, and then from Frankfurt to Detroit, and then from Detroit to Denver. So it was a lot of flying. And when you're coming back, you do it all in one day. When you're going, you start on one day and you arrive on the next day because of the time difference. And when I boarded, we were at the gate for the, and then we were boarding for the flight to the States. Here are all these Saudis, people in these black burqas, women, you know, with Darth Vader things across their eyes, and then a lot of men who clearly were Middle Eastern men, and I thought, oh, I wonder, oh, no. You know, it's not fun to be the victim of stereotypes, but you start to wonder whether your flight is going to make it. So here's a guy who can't stand the airline screening process, and he really didn't make it through airport security very well, because as he was going through security and they held the metal detecting wand over his pants area, he decided to drop his trowel. And unfortunately, he didn't have anything on underneath it. So what he did is he flashed himself during the screening process, and that was it. They led him off to some sort of a pokey, and that he didn't make that flight. We're also talking about something that I didn't know occurred. This is servers in Denver, high-end swanky joints, restaurants, Tamayo, Zango, Restaurant Kevin Taylor, and others. You pay with a credit card. Well, maybe even if you don't pay with a credit card, you leave a tip for the server, and it turns out they have to kick 2% back to the restaurant, to their employers, to, quote, cover the cost of processing the credit card. I think that's a business expense, and I don't think that the server ought to kick back anything to the employer. And it also puts into question doing that as to whether or not the restaurant can then pay the server the $2.15 an hour wage rather than the minimum wage of $5.15. Does it bother you to know that the restaurant wants to grab 2% of the tip? Maybe we shouldn't tip at all. Oh, no, that wouldn't be fair, would it? 303-382-1150. Howard Dean is going to be speaking at the Democratic Convention, but Hillary Clinton is not. She's going to be part of some group, kind of with a bunch of wives of maybe a kind of a group picture kind of a thing. But she has not been asked to speak in any prominent role at the Democratic Convention. Why do you think that is? Is it because they view her as competition and she could be Kerry's competition? Will it take away from Kerry? Why is she? There's a lot of outrage building that Hillary Clinton is not. Is she a lightning rod? She is a polarizing figure. Should she be allowed to have a more prominent role in the Democratic Convention? 303-382-1150. Former Governor Dean will speak at the Democratic Convention. And guess who's going to be covering it? Our own Jerry Springer. He's going to be covering it for an Ohio paper. He was the mayor of, now I forget this city, was it Cleveland or not Cleveland, it was Cincinnati. Okay. And then got into trouble because he paid a hooker with a check. don't do that. Anyway, Jerry Springer, who continues his flirtation with Ohio politics, will serve as a correspondent for a news outlet, a TV station in Cleveland. He'll be covering the Democratic Convention. He has considered challenging a state senator for the Democratic nomination to run against a U.S. state senator. So he's contemplating a return to a political career, and he's rich enough now where he is able to do it. And you have the two Bush girls. The two Kerry daughters are going to help their father in the campaign. They're campaigning for their dad. And now you've got Jenna and Barbara. They want to be on the campaign trail with their father. They are now the highlight of the August issue of, I think, Vogue magazine, photographed by this fancy couture photographer, Patrick Demarchelier, and he's the one who took these gorgeous Diana, remember Princess Diana photos? And for those of you who may not know, I covered both her wedding and her funeral in London. But here are these pictures of these two, the twins, Jenna and Barbara, who I have referred to in the past as those slutty little girls. I don't I'm sure they're nice girls, but that Jenna has really been a handful. They're both out of school now. One of them is wearing a ruby red dress by Oscar de la Renta. The other one is wearing a Calvin Klein gown. They are wearing an array of borrowed diamonds. The 22-year-old twins look like debutantes, minor royals, or a kind of well-groomed, pedigreed, socially connected woman known as the bright young thing. They both say they're not that interested in politics, and they're going to be starring in the August issue of Vogue magazine. The two Kerry daughters, I don't think, would allow themselves to do that even if they wanted to, because I think it wouldn't really fit with the Democratic image. They are going to be helping their dad. One's a filmmaker. The other one, I think, is in medical school. And you may want to comment on the difference between the two Kerry girls and the two Bush girls. 303-382-1150. Having come back from Italy and watching all these kind of friends of my cousin, and also seeing a bunch of teenagers, there were kids there at the wedding in Tuscany, I began to see that something has happened to teenagers that I sort of have not been paying enough attention to. These teenagers are really overtly sexual in a way that is kind of unnerving. Now, those of you who are the parents of teenage girls and boys probably have notice this phenomenon, or you see it every day so it doesn't register with you. But I don't spend that much time around teenagers. And what I saw, I found a little bit shocking. And now comes research that over the past decade, movies have gotten more violent, have loaded up on sex and swearing, leading a pair of researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health to conclude that the Motion Picture Association of America has allowed what they're calling ratings creep in its film classifications. In other words, they're allowing more stuff to happen, and they still give it a benign kind of rating. Now, I bring this up because I think that for the sake of making money, we would eat our young. I think that's what it's almost come to. We'll do anything. I mean, we're talking about the culture of the Denver Police Department, where people will do anything to keep their jobs. They'll shoot first, they'll ask questions later. We're talking about the culture of CU, where they'll let all kinds of stuff go on that they know is going on, but they pretend that they don't know is going on in order to keep their jobs and keep their power going. Denver Health, an institution that's supposed to help you get healthy, is allowing a kind of rot in its paramedic and its EMT department, and they've allowed that to go on because the people who run it, I don't know, they don't want to challenge it, who knows. And you have a lot of parents of teenagers. A lot of parents work, they feel guilty about it, the kids are getting a lot, and then they're getting nothing at the same time. They're getting way too much stuff and not enough attention. The parents don't want to seem like bad guys, so they load up more stuff with their kids, and they don't want to pick a fight with a kid over a discipline issue. The kind of thing that our parents would have gladly picked a fight over, it wouldn't have even been a question. And so these kids can do whatever they want. And it's kind of a culture of the kids dictating to the parents. So those of you who have seen this phenomenon, I certainly like your take on it. But we have a culture now that will sell your kids anything. It will sell them violence. It will sell them sex. It sells the whole culture sex. And as I have said many, many times, you're not allowed to buy sex in the culture. Not legally, except if you live in a few counties in Nevada. 303-382-1150. Jim, calling from Arvada. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, Enid. I just wanted to tell you the reason Hillary Clinton is not speaking at the convention. The only reason is that Bill is speaking, and that's pretty much the only reason that's occurring.
There's yeah, but what does one thing have to do with another? So why can't she speak too?
Well, they just don't want two Clintons speaking at the same convention. I don't think there's anything more to it than that.
I think there's a lot more to it. I don't think it's ever the way it looks on the surface.
I think the Republicans are making too much out of this rivalry between the Clintons and Kerry, because if you look at Kerry's campaign right now, it's going very well. And I think a lot of that has to do with Bill Clinton, because he was running a disastrous campaign during the primaries, and he's doing everything right now. So, and I think a lot of that has to do with Clinton.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Clinton's book is topped out at something like 900,000 copies that have sold so far. These are paid, you know, and the initial printing was 1.5 million.
Right.
He's still on tour with the book. Oh, you're a first-time caller.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, wait a minute. I just realized that. Oh, goodness.
But I really think that Clinton's a brilliant politician, and I think he's giving advice to Kerry. I think he is trying to help him. I think this thing about this big rivalry between the Clintons and Kerry is, I think it's overblown. I don't think there's much to it.
Okay. I thank you, Jim, for the call.
Thank you.
303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
1:36, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Partly cloudy and 84 now. Denver police are investigating a robbery and shooting at a liquor store. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Continues to be a pretty decent driver on the freeway system at this hour. Fast Track CS has the information. Southbound I-25 through T-Rex looks a little slow this afternoon from University on down to at least Evans, but that's not too unusual anymore through that stretch. Quebec on I-70, injury accident in the clearing stages. Also a collision at Wadsworth and Quincy. That will cause you some delays, no doubt. Find out more about Fast Tracks, the Denver metro area's proposed new mass transit network. Log on to fasttracks.org to get informed, or well, let's get informed, period. paid for by FastTrax. Yes, I know I get it right. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver police say they're investigating a robbery and shooting at a liquor store in northeast Denver that happened just before 1 this afternoon. The victim, whose condition is unknown at this point, was transported to the hospital. Police say the suspect is described as a male in his teens who was wearing baggy pants. This report brought to you by the Travel Channel. No charges will be filed against the owner of a dog that attacked and seriously injured a 7-year-old girl yesterday afternoon. The dog belonged to a woman who was babysitting the 7-year-old who got into a tug of war with the dog over a bag of potato chips. The girl was bitten several times and remains hospitalized but is expected to recover. At sunset tonight, Colorado Mosquito Control will begin a fogging operation in Loveland. The fogging is scheduled for 5 parts of the city. Meanwhile, a 20-year-old Grand Junction man is Colorado's latest confirmed case of West Nile virus this year. The man was not hospitalized. It's about the poker. The World Poker Tour heads to Las Vegas for the Bellagio 5 Diamond Poker Classic. Watch the World Poker Tour tonight at 7 only on the Travel Channel. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1:38.
She's the Rush alternative.
Did you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
When I started this company, our mission was to be the most useful and most ethical provider in the financial services business.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
When you're dealing with people's money, when you're dealing with their financial dreams, you've got to hold it with the greatest of care.
With industry-leading equity research, trusted investment professionals, and personalized advice, Charles Schwab offers investors a better choice when it comes to low-cost investing.
It's about service. It's about best value. It's about ethics. It's all those things. That's what we're about every day.
Join the more than 3 million investors at Charles Schwab and enjoy lower trading costs plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local Schwab branch today.
Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Partly cloudy, maybe some thunderstorms this afternoon. Mostly cloudy this evening with scattered thunderstorms, becoming partly cloudy later on, and maybe some isolated showers after midnight, around 60 for tonight's low. Mostly sunny to start the day, then some clouds and scattered thunderstorms possible tomorrow afternoon, upper 80s for tomorrow's high. Partly cloudy and 84 now. KNRC News Time is 1:40. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock, or when it breaks, on AM 1150 KNRC.
Panini Grill says, respect our American war veterans. This message from Panini Grill at 1207 East 9th Avenue in Denver, where families and friends have gathered since 1999. They are well known for their authentic Italian cuisine, and they're the Westward Award winner for best panini sandwich in town. For carryout, call 860-0055, or for delivery service by Jeeves, call 534-TO-GO. For Panini Grill of Denver.
Hi, this is Jimmy Lakey inviting you to join me for the Thursday morning of my radio show, 6 to 10 here on AM 1150 KNRC. We'll be joined in studio by Congressman Bob Schaefer, of course, running for the Republican nod to be your U.S. Senator. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll also be joined by Representative Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave talking about the Gay Marriage Amendment. We'll talk about it all in the morning with me, Jimmy Lakey, right here on AM 1150 KNRC, 6 to 10. I'll see you then.
Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:41 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock in the next hour. Larry Flint will join us. He has a brand new book called Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth. He has been a great defender of the First Amendment. We're talking about a lot of different things. We are talking about all sorts of cultural issues, and I want, before we get going on it, I just want to give you some information as well. There's going to be a 2004 U.S. Senate Candidates Forum. It's going to be held Tuesday, July 20th, this coming Tuesday, July 20th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the New Hope Baptist Church Family Life Center. It's 3701 Colorado Boulevard. Refreshments are going to be served at about 6 p.m. This is sponsored by the African American Initiative of Colorado Democrats, and it announces, in cooperation with the Colorado Black Women for Political Action, 24 community, business, religious, and political organizations representing diverse perspectives coming together to support a community-wide 2004 U.S. Senate Candidates Forum. And as I said, Tuesday, July 20, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Refreshments are going to be served at 6 o'clock, and this at the New Hope Baptist Church Family Life Center, 3701 Colorado Boulevard in Denver. So just to let you know that that's happening. So more and more people getting involved in the whole political process. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about the culture of various institutions. We began today by talking about the culture in the Denver Police Department, where you shoot first, you ask questions later. And where the feds are now getting involved, looking at what the culture is and what the pattern is in the Denver Police Department. And we've already talked about the culture within the UC, whether it is the culture of the regents or the president or the chancellor and how they manage to dance around in each other's arms and keep their jobs, or whether you're talking about the culture of the athletic department, sex used to recruit athletes. Talking about the culture of Denver Health, where paramedics and where EMTs have been accused of substantially abusing patients, and 17 of them have been either fired or disciplined or both. And this has been going on for some years. And we're looking also at the larger culture, a culture that allows sex and violence in movies because it makes money, because everybody's trying to make more in the next film than they made on the last film. You can't buy sex legally in this country, except in a few counties in Nevada, but it certainly used to sell you everything. And so here I am, sort of a naive person in this discussion in some ways, and I encounter a whole gaggles of teenagers lately and see how really sexed up these kids are and how unhappy they seem to be and how filled with attitude. I mean, here we are, you know, you're in Italy. Yeah. Did you get to go to Italy when you were a teenager? Did you get to go for, either your parents paid for it, you get to go to Italy where you can simper and look like you're having a bad time? Where you're not remotely grateful? And I'm thinking, why is this going on? And you see it with a lot of kids. You know, the parents buy them $500 gym shoes, tennis shoes, and they're miserable. These kids are miserable. I'm thinking, where's the attitude of gratitude here? And then I'm looking at parents, and I'm seeing very busy parents who don't spend enough time with their children and who compensate by giving them too much of material stuff and not enough of emotional stuff. And they're afraid of their kids. And the kids are the tails that wag the dogs and dictate to the family. And the family wants to pick its shots. You know, if you're going to have a fight with your teenager and have to endure all the simpering and the attitude and the recrimination, it better be over something important. And so the day-to-day discipline, I don't think really happens the way it did. And then add to that a whole culture that encourages these kids to be simpering, attitude-ridden jerks who, you know, are, sex themselves up and smolder around, but really who are underneath it all kind of confused teenagers. That's been my observation. So those of you who have kids, I'd be interested to hear your observations here, but I've been seeing a lot of this, and it really makes me mad. I really love to see kids who are happy to have what they have, who are not overindulged, who have a good attitude, who, are solid kids. I really like seeing that a lot. I like that in adults, and I certainly like it in teenagers. 303-382-1150. But again, it's part of a bigger issue where the parents don't spend enough time with the kids. The schools are not as good as they were. I think today's college degree is the equivalent of a high school diploma of maybe 20 years ago. So you see that going on. So you see people calling my show saying, hey, you know what, we're doing better since we went into Iraq. I said, oh, yeah, really? What's the evidence? Well, I don't have any evidence, but I just know we're doing better. Really? Okay, thank you for that piece of logic. Thank you ever so much for that piece of logic. 303-382-1150. If you've never called my show before, never called a radio talk show before, consider doing it. It's free. You will be heard. We might not agree, but you're a big boy or girl. You can handle it. And you'll probably wind up talking to more people than you meet in the whole rest of your life, and you could affect the dialogue. 303-382-1150. John, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Enid, how you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. Yeah, you know, I, as a recently given up teacher and Also, the parent of two young boys, I see that phenomenon that you're talking about with sexed up kids regularly. And one of the most disturbing consequences I see is political apathy on the part of America's youth. I see a lot of kids who are not getting involved, who don't really care about the upcoming election, who believe it or not, barely even know there's an election going on.
And it's funny because those kids are going to be cannon fodder if there's a draft instituted, which it looks like there will be.
There sure will be. And I think that that really bodes, I think that this is an untapped resource. And like you already mentioned, there's just so many factors that go along with it. From the parents to the materials that these kids are able to view. But, you know, above all, a kid who is 13 or 14 years old can go see nudity at a PG-13 movie.
They don't have to even go that far. If these kids sit around, their parents aren't there. If I am any indication, I get the worst pornographic spam on the on my email system. These kids probably know how to access this stuff up one side and down the other. Believe me, they don't even have to go to a movie theater. They don't ever have to be seen out of the house.
Yeah, and I'd really be curious to hear your next hour's guest opinion about where the First Amendment weighs in this as far as protecting our kids.
Well, I think that's the job of the parents.
Yeah.
That's the job. That's TV is not your babysitter. Mm-hmm. TV, as one of our advertising slogans here at AM 1150 KNRC, TV is not a good parent. I thank you for the call, John. 303-382-1150. Michael in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Very well. I kind of want to get semi-straight to the point because I work directly with the juvenile parole piece of juvenile corrections. And I read the article today, and I knew we were being audited. I'm on my way to another appointment today as I deal through with my juvenile parolees.
Okay, so you're part of the group that was criticized for lax oversight?
And and we did get some emails from our executive directors, and I think that was a lot of that stuff is taken out of context in terms of, what we do on parole, and because we have many, many functions. We're not just parole officers. We're case managers. We advocates. We write their case plans, and then they're discharged parole.
Well, let
plans.
Me just share with listeners exactly what the criticisms were. Auditors apparently picked a random sample of 74 youths who were on parole in fiscal years 2002 and 2004. Under the supervision of the Division of Youth Corrections, we determined that 58 of the 74 youth, 78%, did not receive supervision, treatment, or specialized services in accordance.
That's maybe in isolated cases, but I don't.
They said seven.
I just take a personal issue to it because I know what I do. I know we at my office work very hard to try to keep these kids on the street instead of back into the juvenile detention centers. We try to work really hard. We work extra hours. We work very hard. And I don't know, I'm not going to say we're overworked because I like what I do and I have my own family as well.
Well,
but I think it's just a,
all right, but what they're saying that seven, you may work hard, Michael. I'm not a judge of your work, and I will take your word for it, because I think if you're in this position, you have to be dedicated to be doing something with kids. But they're saying that 78% of the kids in a random audit did not receive supervision.
I don't believe their facts. I don't believe their, and you know how statistics can lie.
So what's your evidence? You don't have to believe their facts, but what is your evidence? You called up, and according to report, 78% are apparently unsupervised in a random audit, and you're saying, I don't believe it. Well, fine, but what's your evidence?
You know what? I really like you, Enid, but sometimes you don't allow people to get their point across. You interrupt, and then you hang up on them. However, I think that because we are on two different systems or documentation systems, one is a statewide network computer system, and then we have our field notes, which are, case plans, and they're entered into the system, and some of them were, there's a discrepancy even in that, because the authors, my personal belief, not DYC's position, let me make it really clear, that they don't know our job, they don't know what we do, they have no clue.
Why don't you contact the reporter, Chris Freitas, who did the story, Freitas or Freitas, I don't know how she pronounces it, at the Post, and let her know that there's another side to it, and get some of your colleagues together and talk to the reporter, and maybe the reporter will report your side to it.
Defense to the fact that you read this paper, read this little
Michael,
article.
I just gave you, wait a minute, Michael, I don't, look at, I'm telling you what you should do. Why don't you call the reporter and tell her what your side of it is, and maybe she'll do something for you. I see you hung up. can't handle it. 303-382-1150. I mean, he doesn't believe that it was a 78% that they did it wrong. Fine, you have another point, call the reporter. Don't call me. Call the reporter at the Denver Post and say, look, I think this is inaccurate. This is why I think it's inaccurate. Here's my evidence. So he's calling. He's going to get mad at me. Like I'm the one who broke this story. I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, in the court of public opinion, what can we do here? 303-382-1150. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Or Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Sure, you might be a good driver, but not everyone out there is. So when driving through a CDOT work zone, pay attention for those who aren't. Please slow for the cone zone.
Hey, little fella, gotta change your touch. What you thought was enough might be too much. See, it's more cushiony than ever before. With Charmin Ultra, less is more.
When we say less is more, less is more.
It's more absorbent than the regular Ripple brand for sure.
What you used to love, now you're gonna adore.
Charmin Ultra, less is more. Cha-cha-cha, Charmin.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago. And they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call. And you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
AutoTrader.com has the largest selection of used cars in Denver, and comparison tools make it easy to find the one you really want. AutoTrader.com, your car is waiting.
At this time, while our fighting men and women are overseas fighting for our freedoms, let's enjoy this summer. But AM 1150 KNRC wants to salute those who are fighting the terrorists.
Our enemy is a radical network of terrorists and every government that supports them.
KNRC wants to salute those who are fighting terrorism. Thanks for all you're doing. AM 1150 KNRC. Talk to Bill O'Reilly.
Liberal people are not Michael Moore. All right, liberal people are not Stuart Smalley. Those aren't liberal people. So we have to define what we're talking about here. Liberal people are basically Americans who see problem solving from a point of view that says we have an obligation to help every American, except the conservatives.
Bill O'Reilly, weekday mornings from 10 till noon on AM 1150 KNRC.
I want to be a taco on the radio.
A taco's on the radio.
Go ahead. It's okay to pretend you're behind the mic. Hear our American Talk Idol Saturdays and Sunday nights exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
If you want to join the show, then get it off your chest. But listening to my voice is what I like the best. I want to be a talk host on the radio.
On the radio.
American Talk Idol Saturdays and Sunday nights, AM 1150 KNRC.
With you, join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1:56 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're joined in the next hour by Larry Flint. His new book is Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth. He's going to be at Tattered Cover Lodo tonight. Got to get there by 6:30, though, if you're going to get a ticket. The tickets are free, but it's only one per person, so they're expecting quite a crowd. And I can't tell you, but a lot of people around here are... We had a lot of top-name people, but more people than usual are interested in Larry Flint. So I don't know what that says exactly, but if all goes well, he'll be here in our next hour. Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about the culture. We're talking about whether it's... the culture of politics. We're seeing a lot of people who only want to protect their own little acre of net worth, and we're the ones paying for it. And the thing is, we've become so disengaged politically. We've become disengaged from our families. You know, this phenomenon I'm talking about, teenagers, those of you who deal with them day in and day out, God bless you. You're doing the Lord's work here. Can probably address this far better than I. I don't see gaggles of them that often, but I saw a bunch of them in Italy. Relatives and not, and my eyes were open. There's something that's been going on here that I guess I haven't been paying attention to. But these kids are all sexed up, and there's a kind of disengagement, there's a kind of family disengagement that leads to this, where the families are busy, I don't know, making a living, improving their ego, living in a, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, who knows what they're doing. And the kids are neglected, and so they huddle together, they sex themselves up, they have far too much conversancy with, I think we're so pathetic. What did we used to do? Get the National Geographic and look at people who didn't have money clothes on, or underline passages of sexy books. I mean, that is so nowhere now compared to what these kids are doing and what they have access to. And of course, we sell sex for every conceivable, we use it to sell you every conceivable thing that we can, but you cannot buy it again, unless you are living in certain counties in Nevada. So this disengagement, political disengagement, we got to restore our communities and our families. And I don't care if it's gay marriage that restores the family, or a solidity to the community, or whether it's straight marriage, anything that will make the community where we can connect with each other more is always a better thing. It's always a good thing for the society. And be engaged politically and demand from the people that we elect that they actually act in a competent fashion. Well, there's an idea for you. Stay tuned. One more hour of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. In the next hour, we'll be joined by Larry Flint. His new book is Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth. He's going to come in that gold-plated wheelchair he's got. It's like the Rolls-Royce, the Hummer of wheelchairs. We'll be commenting on that and other things in the next hour. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to AM 1150 KNRC, and you can always call in 303-382-1150. Keep it right here.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Williams. Still no end to the deadly violence in Iraq. NBC's Tom Aspel says a top Iraqi official was killed by guerrillas who attacked his convoy with a grenade and automatic weapons.
The governor of Mosul is one of the highest government officials, the new Iraqi interim government, and this is the first assassination of an official since they took the transfer of power from the coalition.
In Baghdad today, at least 11 Iraqis were killed when a car bomb exploded near the entrance to the coalition-controlled green zone. The Bulgarian government says it won't pull its 470 troops out of Iraq despite the beheading of a Bulgarian truck driver who was being held by kidnappers. They're threatening to kill another captive today. If you're a sports fan, you may want to buy yourself a Heisman Trophy. The original, that is, the Florida family that owns the plaster original of the famed College Football Award, created back in 1935, is putting it up for auction. The price, at least $1 million. I'm Brian Williams, NBC News Radio.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 85 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. A suspect in a robbery and shooting at a liquor store is on the loose. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Just the normal volume flowing through T-Rex at this hour. ATA has the information. The most serious jam there
is southbound I-25 from Colorado Boulevard on down toward Gale, and it looks like it's mostly T-Rex related, nothing to do with an accident or anything like that. Colorado and Harvard in southeast Denver watch for a medical emergency there. And a reminder that the Rapids play the Galaxy tonight at 7 at the Invesco Field at Mile High. It's tough to break old habits, I guess. Colfax Federal, I-25, 23rd Avenue, all figure to be congested before and after the game. And, of course, there's no on-street parking allowed either. ATA Super Sales fare as low as $69 off-peak each way based on a round-trip 14-day advance purchase. ATA Super Sales end July 22nd. Buy now at ATA.com. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver police are investigating a robbery and shooting at a liquor store at Bruce Randolph Avenue and Gilpin Street. The incident happened just before 1 this afternoon. The victim was taken to the hospital. However, that person's condition is unknown. Police say the suspect is a male in his teens who was wearing baggy pants. This report brought to you by General Motors. Colorado Mosquito Control has scheduled a fogging operation for tonight. Ann Watson with the Larimer County Health Department explains why.
Because of a rapid increase in numbers of mosquitoes that we're trapping and monitoring. They've tripled in a one-week period.
The fogging is scheduled for five parts of Loveland. For details about locations, call 970-498-6797. Meanwhile, a 20-year-old Grand Junction man today was named as this year's first confirmed Western Slope case of the mosquito-borne disease. He got sick but was not hospitalized. Police say the owner of a dog that bit and seriously injured a 7-year-old girl yesterday will not face charges. The dog's owner was babysitting the girl who got into a tug-of-war with the dog over a bag of potato chips. The girl remains hospitalized but is expected to recover. In sports, one more day off for the Colorado Rockies today. They'll get back in action tomorrow evening at home against the San Francisco Giants. When the unexpected happens, OnStar gives you and your family the safety and security you deserve. Just push a button and OnStar advisors are ready to help. OnStar, always there, always ready. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:04.
What would you do if you were caught in a severe storm? The stock market fell. You saw a bad accident. Traffic was at a standstill. War broke out. Osama bin Laden captured. What should you do? Tune first for breaking news and to talk about it. Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC.
Hello. I hear them trucks coming. They're coming round the bend.
Get discounts up to $13,000 and 0% financing with approved credit during the massive truck blowout at MedVet Chevrolet Wheat Ridge and MedVet Chevrolet Castle Rock. MedVet is stocked fence to fence with Tahoes, Silverados, and the all-new Colorado pickup. Profit is not a major consideration because everything is discounted to our lowest prices of the year. Only at the Big Gun MedVet Chevrolet Truck Center on the I-25 corridor, depart the 181 ramp Castle Rock, or on I-70 in Wheat Ridge, exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVet Autoplex. Join us at the Douglas County Fair and Rodeo, July 30th through August 8th.
From Wyoming to New Mexico, everybody said, if you want a great deal, go to MedVet.
Chevrolet, an American revolution.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We already have spotty shower activity west along I-70. It'll fill in through this evening. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on tap for Denver into tonight. After a high of 93, you can expect a low of 60. Chance of thunderstorms on Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid to upper 80s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy and 85 now. KNRC News Time is 2:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:06, 6 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and joining me live in studio is Larry Flint, publisher of Penthouse Magazine. He has
Hustler magazine.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hustler magazine. I should know that. He has a new book out called Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth. He's going to be at Tattered Cover Lodo tonight at 7:30. You have to get there by 6:30 in order to get a ticket. It's one per person. It's not going to cost you anything in order to see him because they are expecting a crowd. And I have to tell you, that the control room is lined with KNRC personnel because we've had all kinds of people coming in, but they haven't lined up for anybody the way they have for you, Larry Flynt. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Even though I got the name of the magazine wrong. Why'd you write the book?
Pardon?
Why did you write the book?
Well, what's happened to us in the last 6 years, from the impeachment up to present day, you know, it's difficult for even a professional journalist to get his arms around it. So that makes it even more difficult for the average person. So I feel that's probably most important time in our history because that 6 years was so bizarre. So much happened.
You had a lot to do with it. You had a lot to do with, I think a lot of people don't know this, with exposing Bob Barr, with exposing Bob Livingston. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, well, I ran an ad in the Washington Post offering $85,000 if anyone could prove that I had an illicit affair with their congressman or senator. And that's how we nailed Bob Livingston. And when he resigned, he did an interview with the New York Times, and he referred to me as a bottom feeder, and they called me for a comment. I said, that's right, but look what I found when I got down here. we got caught some others in our net, you know, Henry Hyde, Dan Burton, and...
Dan Burton had an illicit child that he finally was forced to acknowledge publicly.
Yeah.
Henry Hyde had an affair many years ago.
And
Bob Barr paid for an abortion.
Yeah, and he was one of the most rabid Republicans. He would go out on the floor of Congress and say abortion is equivalent to murder.
But he paid for one.
Then he leaves there and takes his wife to her in a hospital to have an abortion and pay for it with his own personal check. We have that as evidence. It's just amazing. That's the kind of hypocrisy that really rips at our democracy. Now, but leaving that impeachment area and going to the debacle in Florida, that's when I... you know, started to really take a deep concern and began to think about writing the book because, you know, we had five Republican justices that selected a Republican to be our president. I wonder if those five would have been Democrats if it would have been the other way around. You know, we know that our political... system is corrupt. But we like to think in our heart that when the chips are down, the Supreme Court is going to do the right thing. But they didn't. They should have allowed a total recount in Florida. So for generations to come, they'll pay for this in terms of how they've tarnished their reputation. And, you know, there was a couple of newspapers a couple months after their election that floated an article out of Florida saying that Bush would have won by 537 votes. But look, Greg Palast, who is with the BBC, came over to do a documentary for the BBC, and he uncovered really a lot of information that just makes your hair stand up.
We've had him on.
Of how people have been purged from the voting
rolls.
That's
right. That's right.
And those people in Palm Beach that thought they were voting for Al Gore but voted for Pat Buchanan. Even Pat Buchanan admitted those votes wasn't for him, you know. I mean, that's... it's silly. I mean, Bush didn't win that election no more than I did. But then, you
I want to ask you something, because when I last interviewed you, my guest, if you're just tuning in, Larry Flint, his new book, Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth. He's the publisher of Hustler magazine and the subject of at least one film, the Oliver Stone film. When you and I last talked, it was right before the 2000 election.
Oh.
And you thought you were going to be able to nail George W. Bush on an issue where he was alleged to have paid for an abortion of someone that he was going out with. And
in
you
1971.
Were very...
And, of course, this was before he was married. I had no problem with it. I'm pro-choice anyway. But what bothered me is here's a guy running on a very staunch pro-life platform to get the religious right in there with him. And... you know, again, I think that any time somebody takes a public position contrary to the way they're living their private life, you know, they're game. So we went to work on that case, and 6 weeks before we were ready to break it, the woman in question disappeared. When we found her, she was in Corpus Christi, Texas, living in a $500,000 home. And prior to that, she was working, you live in a small apartment, working for $13,000 a year as a cocktail waitress.
Wait a minute. $13,000 a year as a cocktail waitress, living in a small apartment, and now when she disappears, you find her, she's living in a $500,000 home, and she was the one that Bush had been going out with that alleged that he paid for her abortion?
So, yeah. So now... I'm not saying that Bush paid her off, but I'm saying if he didn't, some of his cronies did, you know.
All right, let me play devil's advocate. Supposing she was a plant from the Republican or the Democratic side to make it seem like Bush had done something and somebody paid her off. No, you don't think?
No, I lived with that story for about 8 months, and you know. You know whether you got it right or not, and we had it right. But of course, just like my attorney said, you know, you can't publish the story, you can't release the story because you'd really be opening for a huge lawsuit, and not only that, you're going to have egg all over your face. And if the girl stands up and said it never happened, you know. Then you've got no story. So basically, we couldn't do the story. But what I got upset about was the mainstream media. I contacted them. I'm talking about the networks that had people on the stump following Bush. And I said, look, ask him about this. And they refused to do it. And I told them, I said, you guys ask about his drug use without any evidence. Now I got a ton of evidence, and you won't even ask him about the abortion.
They wouldn't ask him about the run-up to the war in Iraq. So, what is your evidence about his drug use? I think he stuffed everything up his nose that would fit, and more. But what do you know about it? He hasn't denied. He's never issued a denial about his drug use. There has been, I think...
Well, it's all in there. If you ever read the book Favorite Son,
right.
That was written by T.H. Hatfield.
Is that the one that they try to discredit? That book that they try to discredit?
They tried to discredit, and they found the author dead in a motel room in Florida. You know, I'm not saying that's connected at all, but they were able to pull all the books off the shelf.
What did the book allege?
Well, it detailed the drug use. And even when he had been caught in Houston and had to do public service and... managed to get it purged, you know, from his record. You know, you can still get it. It's published by Skull and Bones called Favorite Son, and I would recommend anybody to either read that book if they want to know more about George Bush.
Tell me about Sex, Lies, and Politics, and why do you think this is one of the most dangerous times the country is facing? Because I think a lot of us feel that way.
Well, you know, remember, when we woke up after Florida, we realized that suddenly we had somebody in the White House who could barely speak the native language. And I'm not saying that as a joke, because if you remember, the mainstream media for 6 months after he took office were constantly questioning his inability to articulate himself.
Well, you mean you know, but he says he's been misunderestimated.
Yeah, I know, misunderestimated. So, and, you know, Helen Thomas, who's the patriarch of the White House press corps, she's covered everybody since Harry Truman pulled. And
they're horrible to her. They treat her so badly.
She did an interview, and she said that Bush was the absolute worst president we've ever had in the history of the country. Now they've relegated her to pretty much of a non-status in the White House press corps, but at least she had the courage to, you know, tell it like it was.
A lot of reporters haven't had the courage, because if it's been so tightly controlled, this White House, that if you write anything negative, they will deny you access, they'll call your editor to pressure you. If you don't have access, you can't cover that beat. And they'll find somebody else to do it, so it becomes a career issue.
Most of these networks are more concerned about getting an interview with George or Laura Bush than they are asking pertinent questions about Iraq, you know. And what I really worry about as far as journalism goes is about 70% of the mass media is controlled by handful of major corporations, like Disney has ABC, GE got NBC,
Viacom.
Yeah, Viacom.
Sumner Redstone has CBS.
Has CBS. So, now, I'm not saying that somebody like Ted Koppel would allow him to be himself to be intimidated by a Michael Eisner. But, you know, Ted's a dying breed.
That's right.
He's got a lot of credibility. You know, he does his job. He does it well.
And Michael Eisner's on the skids right now with the Disney board.
Yeah, but the whole point that I'm making is there's a handful of people that can't be influenced. But on the other hand, the ones you have to worry about is the hungry young Turks that want to climb up the ivory tower, and they know that they've got conservatives at the top, you know, and they got to play the official line, you know.
You want to name some names?
In order to get anywhere.
You want to name some names? Larry Flint?
I mean, Fox is a good example. You know, if you don't toe the line at Fox, you don't last, you know. But I think the potential for something like this is present with all the news organizations that I mentioned. And that's the danger, you know, for America is that some of these reporters will be compromised.
My guest is Larry Flint. His new book, Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth. You can meet him tonight at Tatter Cover, Low Dough at 7:30. You got to get there by about 6:30 in order to get a free ticket, one per person. Otherwise, you won't be able to get in. Larry, if I were to ask you to look into the tea leaves right now, what do you predict in terms of the presidential election? How do you see it coming down?
Well, my favorite pollster is Zogby. And he got it right last time around. And he says that Kerry has a slight edge, but basically, since it's within the margin of error, they're in a dead heat.
Right.
So he says there's 10% of the vote that's undecided. Independents, libertarians, what have you. And he says that these people will not make up their mind till the last week in October. And ever how they go, so goes the election. Now, you know, we've got the Nader factor in there, depending on how many votes he might drain off.
Do you know what else you have in there that is beginning to get some attention? You've got the touchscreen voting factor. You've got the e-voting factor. You've got Georgia went to e-voting, and Max Cleland, who was projected to win big, and the incumbent Democratic senator of Georgia projected to win big, all lost big. And Zogby in Colorado, where we had a very tight senatorial race between Wayne Allard and Tom Strickland, predicted that Strickland was going to win it, and Allard took it. And we have touchscreen voting in Colorado. So it's an issue. The software can be hacked without leaving any kind of footprints. Johns Hopkins University has done a study. The state of Maryland has done a study. California, your own state, has decertified Diebold machines, and there's a lawsuit. So that's also an issue.
You know, there's a big issue about voting. And you would think, after what happened in Florida, and what happened in some other states, quite frankly, that the government owes it to us as citizens to see that our most basic right, that right to vote, is not violated, you know, by having the proper voting machines in. What bothers me about that touch voting is you can't do a recount on that because it has no paper trail.
That's right.
If you try to recount, it just recounts the last vote counted.
That's right. And even if you have a paper trail, there are problems, too. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, because the count goes into a locked... Bev Harris, who is the go-to person, everybody's source on the subject, she says that even that, it's better than nothing, but even that doesn't exactly guarantee that you're getting an accurate count. My guest is Larry Flint. His new book, Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth. You can meet him tonight, Tattered Cover, Low Dough, 7:30. Get there at 6:30 to get a free ticket. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. And if you have any questions, 303-382-1150.
For Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Colorado is famous for sports. And with over 300 days of sunny year, prescription sunglasses are a necessity. Hi, I'm Bev Rulo, owner of International Optique. Prescription sunglasses for sports and daily activities offer better visual clarity, 100% UV protection, and are much more relaxing for your eyes. Without UV-protected sunwear, your eyes burn, just like your skin. When looking for the best prescription sunglasses in Denver, visit International Optique at Tamarack Square. Join our entire staff, now through the end of July, for our fabulous annual sunglass sale. Receive a 25% discount off prescription sunglasses and ready-to-wear sunglasses. Look sporty, fashionable, or just way cool. At International Optique, you will find a staff trained in sport lenses for all seasons. So don't wait. Come visit International Optique at Tamarack Square. See you soon.
Tune into the Kiefel Cycling Hour this Saturday at 7 a.m. for Tour de France updates and analysis. Listen to Ron Kiefel, someone who's been in the Tour 7 times. You'll hear about the intricacies and the strategies riders use to compete at the highest levels in an all-out effort to win the biggest bike race in the world. Feel the excitement of the race, the thrill of the chase, and what it's really like to be in the competition. Only on the Kiefel Cycling Hour this Saturday at 7 a.m. on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Steve North, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks closed lower for the day, weighed down by a disappointing forecast from Intel, a bellwether firm for the tech sector. The Dow dropped 39 points, ending at 10,209. The tech-heavy Nasdaq did much worse percentage-wise, losing 17 points to end at 1915. Reporting its quarterly earnings after the closing bell, Apple Computer, Wall Street expects profits to triple. We're also awaiting results from Advanced Micro Devices. Stronger earnings from Help Wanted ads helped the New York Times company post higher second-quarter earnings. In a narrowly divided vote, the Securities and Exchange Commission has proposed to place hedge funds under closer scrutiny. The funds, which are used by wealthy investors, now have close to $1 trillion in assets and are still growing. And are fast food customers tiring of the healthy eating craze? KFC announces its intention to refocus on its fried items after a less-than-stellar performance by its roasted menu. Steve North, CNBC Business Radio.
I'm Jonathan Anton, owner of Jonathan Salon, which can be seen on Bravo's reality show, Blowout. I'm also the owner of a line of styling products with simple names like Clean, Cleaner, Soft, and Softer, which is only fitting since tracking the expenses that go into producing them has become pretty simple itself.
With Open, the Small Business Network, Jonathan Anton has the tools to make big things happen. To learn more about how Jonathan relies on the Open Network, go to open.americanexpress.com.
The Long Ride Home by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between 14 hours in a minivan, between the world's largest pothole and the hubcap that got away. Between five, look at the horses. About 50, I have to go to the bathroom. And one amazing sunset. Somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
Call 1-800-800-8000 or visit super8.com. All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
While Rush is telling you just what he thinks, Enid Goldstein will find out what you think. What you think. Hear the Rush Alternative. Weekdays at noon on AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
2:27 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and with me live in studio is Larry Flint, publisher of Hustler Magazine, new book, Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth. He has been a First Amendment crusader. You can meet him tonight at Tatter Cover Lodo, 7:30. They're expecting a crowd. You have to get there by 6:30, and they're distributing tickets, one per person only. 303-382-1150. Let's go to the phones and to David in Aurora, first-time caller. Welcome to Enid Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, David. Good.
Hello?
You're on with Enid and with Larry Flint.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Can we hear you? We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Hello.
You know what? I think you're going to have to call us back because I think there's obviously a problem. 303-382-1150. Larry, talk to me about the Patriot Act. We have had Ned Hentoff on. It just was renewed. It just scraped by. They put a lot of pressure on a couple of Colorado lawmakers in order to pass it. Wayne Allard, for example, Marilyn Musgrave. What are the pitfalls?
The first time I ever read the Patriot Act, it actually brought tears to my eyes because I had a flashback of 30 years ago when Janis Joplin so eloquently sang the lyrics of freedom, just another word for nothing left to lose. And I thought that's more appropriate today than it was then. And I think we're going to have to accept that many of the civil liberties and individual rights that we gained with the very liberal Warren Supreme Court in the 60s and 70s have been placed in jeopardy with this new conservative Supreme Court we've got, along with the conservatives who occupy all three branches of government. But the Patriot Act itself, to sum it up briefly, is, you know, Ashcroft says it's only for terrorists. He said, the American citizen, you don't have to worry about it. Well, we already have cases around the country where they have used the Patriot Act. One in Las Vegas in particular to nail a guy on a couple of phony RICO charges. So we know the government's lying outright. But in addition to that, they can subpoena your medical records, your financial records.
What you read at the library.
What you read at the library.
And if the library tells them they've been in looking for your records, the librarian can go to the pokey.
Also, if you get put in jail, you're lucky enough to get a lawyer, you know, that your conversation with that lawyer will be monitored. So what happens to the lawyer-client privilege in a situation like that? It's we're almost becoming like the people that we're fighting, you know, the terrorists I'm talking about. You know, America is a shining beacon, you know, because of the freedoms that it has to offer. And I think that's what makes it such a wonderful country. But we simply can't change the way we live, you know, just because, you know, that we have a terrorist threat.
How does a self-described smut peddler become a First Amendment advocate and Is it because of the magazine? Were you always interested in politics? Was it that you had to face so much in doing what you did and so on?
No, I was never interested, and I had never even read the First Amendment. I think I had to stand before a judge in Cincinnati, Ohio, and listen to him sentence me to 25 years in prison.
Why?
Before I realized that freedom of speech is something that could no longer be taken for granted. And that was simply for Publishing Hustler in the early days. Eventually that case was overturned on appeal, but if it hadn't have been, I might still be in jail.
Do you ever talk about the shooting?
No, and I really don't think about it either, unless somebody brings it up, because I don't dwell on things that I can't do anything about. I don't even think about being in a wheelchair unless somebody brings up the issue. You know, life's too short. I got too many things to do.
He was never prosecuted?
No, but I don't have a problem with that because he's in prison now waiting on two different death sentences. So he's not going to be around much longer.
What will it take to wake people up to what's going on? If it's only 10%, you know, think of that last guy sitting in the Mojave Desert in a broken-down pickup truck living out there. This is what everybody's concentrating their resources on, to get him to vote the right way. What is it going to take to wake people up? Have we become so rich, so passive, so disengaged from the political process, so disengaged from the possibility of what happens in Washington affects our lives? That we're beyond hope?
Well, only half the people vote that are eligible to vote. So the American people, you know, hold the future in their hands, because if everybody turns out to vote on a regular basis, we could create a revolving door in Washington, and we could get rid of those political hacks real fast.
And what will it take to do it? Are we beyond thinking that we...
No, you've got to... I constantly speak on college campuses, universities, and I never miss an opportunity to speak with college kids. And I'm seeing something different from them now. They realize that their apathetic attitude is not the solution, and that their vote is important. And I think you're going to see more and more young people starting to vote.
Larry Flint, do you have any surprises up your sleeve for the election? Any information that could incriminate somebody?
No, I've been working so hard on this book for so long that we don't have anything in the pipeline right now. We're working on some stuff that's interesting, but we'll see what happens.
We'll be keeping our eyes peeled. Larry Flint, thank you so much for joining us today. The book, Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth. You can meet him tonight. Tattered cover, low dough, 7:30. Get there by 6:30 in order to get a free ticket. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
2:35, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Partly cloudy and 85 degrees. Two teens who were playing with a laser pointer are being charged. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Problems out by the old Stapleton Airport area right now. ATA has the information. This one sounds like a bad one. I-70 and I-225. Several cars may be involved in an accident there. Denver police are calling the traffic jam rather horrendous out there. A lot of emergency equipment on the scene as well. Got a fairly horrendous traffic jam here in the middle of town, too. It's northbound I-25 around 6th Avenue. Sounds like an accident. Not sure what lane it's blocking, but it's causing delays not only on I-25, but also on the ramp from eastbound 6th Avenue to northbound I-25 as well. And way up north in Tacoma, an accident with injuries on the ramp, southbound I-25 to Highway 119. Sounds like a car hit a pole there. ATA's super sales fare as low as is $69 off peak each way based on round trip 14-day advance purchase. ATA Super Sales end July 22nd. Buy now at ATA.com. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Englewood police say two teenage brothers who were aiming a laser pointer at some passengers waiting for a light rail train last week will be charged with disorderly conduct. The passengers thought a gun was being aimed at them when they saw the laser pointer's red dot. The boys, if convicted, could be sentenced to a year in jail and fined $1,000. This report brought to you by Power Bar Harvest. The 17th case of West Nile virus in Colorado has been recorded on the western slope. A 20-year-old man contracted the mosquito-borne disease but was not hospitalized. Meanwhile, Colorado Mosquito Control will begin a fogging operation in Larimer County at sunset tonight. The woman who owned a dog that viciously attacked a 7-year-old girl will not face charges for the attack. Police say the girl and the dog were in a tug-of-war over a bag of potato chips when the dog bit the girl several times. The girl is still in the hospital but is expected to recover. Fight the afternoon lull with Tasty Harvest Bar, real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains and protein in 10 tempting flavors. Harvest Bar from Power Bar, available at Albertsons. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:37.
As important to Denver as the Rocky Mountains, if we do say so ourselves. AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast, partly cloudy skies this afternoon, maybe some thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy this evening with some scattered thunderstorms. Then after midnight, it'll be partly cloudy, maybe some isolated showers, around 60 for tonight's low. Mostly sunny to start the day tomorrow, then some clouds and maybe some afternoon thunderstorms, upper 80s for tomorrow's high. Partly cloudy and 85 now. KNRC News Time is 2:38. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kelly for McDonald Automotive Group. You know, if there's anything people want these days, it's choice. And if you're looking for the best selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, you owe yourself a visit to McDonald Automotive Group on Broadway. Here you can find rows upon rows of Volvos, Audis, Volkswagens. In short, the region's largest selection of vehicles from some of the highest rated pre-owned programs in the country. And that's not just their opinion, or my opinion. That is the independent opinion of IntelliChoice, which evaluates manufactured, sponsored, certified used vehicle programs on things like warranty coverage, special financing, and even roadside assistance. So there you have it, the largest selection of pre-owned Volvos, Audis, and Volkswagens. Why would you go anywhere else, especially if you're in the market for that certified pre-owned vehicle? Stop by McDonald Automotive Group today on Broadway, just south of Orchard. That's 6000 South Broadway. The phone number 303-795-1100. 303-795-1100.
You told us you needed more traffic reports during the morning and afternoon commute, and we listened. AM 1150 KNRC now provides you traffic reports at least five times each hour during mornings and afternoons. After all, we are the third worst traffic city in America. AM 1150 KNRC. To the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:40 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. You may want to comment on Larry Flynt as a guest. It was quite a trip to have him in here. I have to tell you, you can't imagine what was going on, and I'll explain it in a minute. But his new book is called Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth. He's hard to hear because he is in a wheelchair, and you have the impression that speaking for him is not the easiest thing in the world. So we had the microphone placed squarely in front of him, but I got an email from some of you saying it was hard to make out what he was saying. I think we're going to try and put the, should we try and put this up on the website, or is it going to be too hard to understand? Joe says he's going to try and put it up on the website. We do have a website, www.knrcradio.com. Larry Flynt, the least likely, well, maybe not so least likely, just because, as you heard him say, he was facing a 25-year prison sentence for publishing Hustler magazine. And, I mean, just think about that. 25 years in prison for publishing Hustler magazine, and that was, you know, some years ago. So it got him very interested in politics. It got him very interested in the First Amendment. And you can meet him tonight at Tattered Cover Lodo, 7:30. Is when he's scheduled to talk. 6:30 is when you have to get there in order to get a ticket. And, as I said earlier, we have many, many, many fancy guests, very top-name guests coming to this radio station. But I have never seen a phalanx standing in the control room like I did for Larry Flynt. All guys, of course, all men, all testosterone all the time. And he comes in a gold-plated wheelchair. He's wearing a diamond watch that, I mean, has had to have emptied mines in South Africa, zillions of mines of their diamonds in South Africa. This was quite, he has a lot of jewelry. He has enough to stock Harry Winston, I think, in New York. And he comes with an attendant, travels with an attendant. And, you know, he requires... He's, according to his biography, he's worth about $400 million, but he requires a lot of care. And to have been shot like he was, and I'm not quite sure why he was shot, and to have lived with the consequences all these years cannot have been an easy thing. But in his way, he's eloquent on the First Amendment. He's eloquent on how many civil liberties are being lost to us. And I am so amazed that nobody, you know, that we're not paying attention. We're so busy being diverted by television and by daily life and by the demands of our jobs and just trying to make a living, or if you don't have a job, trying to find a job, that a lot of people are really we're disengaged more from each other. We're disengaged from the community. Community life has suffered because when you come after you come home from work and you're exhausted and you got to get something on the table for your family or for yourself, you don't have so much time to involve yourself in community activity. Socializing doesn't have the same meaning that it did, I think, to our parents' generation or to our grandparents' generation. And a lot of people, you know, if everybody voted, instead of just a quarter of us or a third of us under 50% vote, we could really take the reins of this country back. But it involves getting involved. And one of the things I saw, having been around teenagers and 20-somethings in Italy, they're from all over the world, and a lot of them are Americans, is everybody's busy shopping. You know, it's like, politics is nerdy. Everybody's busy shopping. It's acquiring this, it's acquiring that, it's getting your career in order, it's everything else, and not voting. Now, I'm not saying the people that I saw didn't, but I'm wondering. 303-382-1150. You may want to comment on Larry Flynt. 303-382-1150. If you're just tuning in, here are the things that we have discussed. We've been talking about the latest shooting, the Denver Police Department, the latest shoot, which if you live in California has a different meaning, I guess, than it does if you live in Denver. The latest shoot here is shoot first, ask questions later. Somebody wholly innocent winds up dead. And now the feds are going to get involved. So you have these cultures of whether it's the Denver Health, where you have the paramedics and the EMTs abusing patients routinely, 17 of them, 17 disciplined or fired. And this has been going on for years, and nobody's done anything about it that I can see. And then you've got the culture of rape and sex use for recruiting and everything else at a university setting at CU. Those are the allegations. And in every case, power is preserved. People get away with it. There are headlines that the juvenile parole, you know, the parole system here for juveniles is, the oversight is lax. One person who works in the system called to dispute that, but didn't exactly offer evidence. And my advice was, call the reporter who did the story on the Denver Post and offer your side of the story. And you have a story in the paper on Monday or Tuesday about the lax oversight programs for seniors. The state is in a fiscal crunch between Tabor and was it Amendment 23 or something? So, and nobody has acted very responsibly about it. Nobody wants to make the hard choices, because if you make the hard choices, you could alienate some of the electorate and you might not get reelected. But are you in there to advance yourself, or are you in there to advance the common good? And sometimes you have to make a choice. And in this society, when you're called upon now to make the choice isn't for the moral high ground anymore much. And when people do take the moral high ground, a lot of other people think they're dopes to do it. The choice is for yourself, usually. So the people running Denver Health, they're preserving their own positions of power. They're preserving their own income stream. The people who are running CU, consolidating their own power. Dick Tharp should not have his job. Barnett should have been offloaded. It's even questionable whether Betsy Hoffman should retain her job. Where was John Hickenlooper? He should have been tougher with Jerry Whitman in the Paul Childs case, and he wasn't. And now it's come back to bite him, in spite of all these new protections that they have put in place in the Denver Police Department. Another shooting. Shoot first, ask questions later. And we are as much at fault, I think, as they are. Because what are we doing? Nothing. We're paying a huge tax bill, those of us who are lucky enough to have jobs. And we're not asking questions about how competent the way our taxes are used are. We're not demanding competence. We're not demanding oversight. We're not demanding that that our pals do the right things. We're not demanding anything. We're just, you know, we're shopping and we're watching TV. And occasionally we stir ourselves to call a talk radio show like Enid Live. And aren't you lucky that we're here presenting one of the few non-conservative voices in talk radio? 303-382-1150. And then we have a culture of disaffected youth, some of whom are going to be drafted, who are going to have to go out and fight, and who don't even think it's worthwhile to vote. There's a big disconnect there, and they're pouting, and they're simpering, and they're all sexed up, because we're using sex to sell everything. And I think we have crossed the Rubicon. I hope I'm not right about that. But sometimes it looks inescapable, that it's too late for us, that we had a glorious culture, that we were the dominant culture in the last century, and that we are squandering it. We're squandering our goodwill with our allies. China is poised to become a major, major player. It's huge. It's getting rich. It's having an economic blossoming. India is poised to do something. And we have a lot of hot spots around the world. And we have made ourselves a magnet. And we have a stupid president who in some ways mirrors exactly what we have become as a nation. We get the politicians we deserve, and we have Dickey in the White House. And it's so close that Dickey could win another term. And another term with no possibility of reelection means that you're going to see the American Taliban in action. You got to get your friends out. You got to say, well, this is a wake-up call. If you care about your country, if you're really a patriot, you got to say, you know what, let me set aside some of these egotistical... Let me set aside this shopping expedition for a moment. Maybe I won't get a manicure and a pedicure right now. Maybe I'll do something serious for my country so that I can get a manicure and pedicure whenever I feel like it. Maybe I'll try to do something concrete and hands-on. Maybe I'll try and organize people. Maybe I'll write a check. Maybe I'll, try to talk people into, maybe I'll do something. Don't sit around and let it slip through your fingers. You wouldn't do that with your career. You wouldn't do that with your family. Don't do it with your country. I'm Enid Goldstein, 303-382-1150. You're listening to AM 1150, KNRC.
When you need to know
information,
you never have to wait.
Now.
Talk and information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Information now.
Hear both sides on AM 1150, KNRC.
At Verizon Wireless, they never stop working for you. Verizon Wireless. Call 1-800-256-4646. 800-256-4646.
Hi, this is Dave Tewksbury, and since 1996, our store, Tewksbury & Company, has been known as downtown Denver's lifestyle store. We specialize in the most sought-after and highly rated cigars with over 300 selections in our spacious walk-in humidor. But many of our customers know us as the store for tasting and purchase of Colorado's award-winning wines 7 days a week. Yeah, you heard me right. We sell wines on Sunday, too. In fact, we received Westward's Best of Denver Award for the best place to buy wines on a Sunday. In addition, for those of you who are outdoor enthusiasts, we're the only store store to offer fly fishing supplies and licensed fly fishing guide service in downtown Denver. Our 5 employees are knowledgeable and congenial, and it'll help you to find that right cigar or bottle of Colorado wine. Now, we're located in Ryder Square, just between the 16th Street Mall and Larimer Square, so stop by and give us a call at 303-825-1880 or visit us on the web at TewksberryCompany.com. At Tewksbury & Company, we say if you love cigars, wines, or fly fishing, we talk your language.
Ah, a spa.
Mountain biking.
I'd like to shop till I drop, then sit down for a great meal, then maybe go dancing.
Horseback riding. No. Rafting. No. Riding an alpine slide. No.
I'd love to get in a few rounds of amazing golf.
Breckenridge, making perfect quick getaways. Tucked to the mountains close to home. Breckenridge offers over 150 things to do and see this summer. So plan to spend the weekend. Call today for competitive rates and tailored vacation. Go to GoBreckNow.com.
The odds and ends that live under Dylan's bed come to life in the Arvada Center's children's theater production, The Monster Under the Bed, playing June 15th through July 29th in the Arvada Center's outdoor amphitheater, ideal for children ages 3 and older. This original musical production is the entertaining story of clothes and toys fighting to survive as Dylan cleans his room. For more information or for tickets, call 720-898-7200 or visit www.arvadacenter.com. Call 1-888-MY-BILLS now, and a debt counselor will help consolidate your bills into one affordable monthly payment. Call 1-888-MY-BILLS or go to mybills.org.
To win at anything, you have to be smart.
Long-term responsibility.
You have to be strong, and you have to be prepared.
The United States of America.
When it comes to the coverage of Decision 2004, no station is smarter or better prepared to cover from all sides.
Ongoing operations in Iraq.
The connected and the elected.
Your source for Kerry versus Bush. AM 1150, KNRC.
The American people will be deciding this election.
Hi, this is Jimmy Lakey inviting you to join me for the Thursday morning of my radio show, 6 to 10 here on AM 1150 KNRC. We'll be joined in studio by Congressman Bob Schaefer, of course, running for the Republican nod to be your U.S. Senator. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll also be joined by Representative Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave talking about the Gay Marriage Amendment. We'll talk about it all in the morning with me, Jimmy Lakey, right here on AM 1150 KNRC, 6 to 10. I'll see you then.
Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:53 on the Wednesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. If you're just tuning in, you missed Larry Flint, but you can meet him tonight at Tatter Cover Lodo. Get there by 6:30. They're giving out free tickets, one per person. Otherwise, you can't get in for the scheduled signing at 7:30. Eddie in Englewood. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Enid, I heard your the hour before Larry came on, and you're complaining about kids having to, in the old days you used to be able to read the National Geographic and books, and now we have it everywhere. And the following hour you have the Smut King on. Perhaps you can tie those two together for me.
Well, this is why parents are important. I'm in favor of not censoring anything. It should be available to anybody, not, you know, adults, not kids. That's the parents' job, is to oversee what their kids see. But let him publish what he wants. You don't have to buy it. I don't have to look at it. If somebody wants to pose for it, they're free to do it. And those who want to purchase it, that's fine with me. But if you are of age. If you are underage, it's your parents' responsibility to monitor what you're doing. And parents don't do it. They leave it to TV. And with the Internet, I don't know if anybody has any control over anything anymore.
I guess I misunderstood you, because you did say, gee, in the good old days we had to get National Geographic and you were complaining about how easy it was, but I guess I misunderstood you.
You did misunderstand me, Eddie, as usual.
All right. Well, moving on to my next point.
Yes.
I think, you know, Larry is such a paragon of virtue. I think you guys, the Democrats ought to run ads with him, you know, talking it up for John Kerry. I think that would be a wonderful idea. And he's
Eddie,
a knowledgeable guy on the Constitution. We ought to vet Supreme Court justice nominees by Larry to see what Larry thinks, don't you think?
Well, let me tell you something, Eddie. Since you want to see the world in black and white, Larry Flint is a perfect example of a lot of complexity and a whole mess of nuance. He publishes a magazine that appeals to, you know, people who like that kind of thing, prurient interest, whatever you want to call it. But he's also been a great defender of the First Amendment. He's a terrific patriot in that sense. He faced a 25-year prison term just for publishing a magazine. Is that fair? Do you think you should go to jail for 25 years for publishing that magazine?
At least be intellectually honest and run some ads with Larry. If you're so proud of Larry,
no, that's not the point. The point is that when there was all this rampant hypocrisy going on around the impeachment of Bill Clinton, people who themselves were adulterers, philanderers, who paid for abortions, and who paraded themselves as holier than thou, who galloped or wheeled to the rescue, but Larry Flint in his gold-plated wheelchair. Now, you know what, Eddie? I think that's real patriotism. 303-382-1150. Steve calling from Louisville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1150.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Steve.
Larry Flint has refused to identify the person that is supposedly George Bush's girlfriend and had an abortion. And the reason that he has refused to do that is because he doesn't have the evidence. So one of two things is correct. Either he's right in what he's saying, but he's afraid to stand up for what he said, or he has committed libel and slander.
You know, Steve, why are those the only two conclusions? You are so misguided, I don't even know where to begin. Let me start here. If you listen to the, did you listen to the interview with him?
Oh, yes, I did.
You did. Okay. Well, then you heard what he said. He had the girl. She wouldn't talk. After she said she would talk, his attorneys advised him that if he went forward with naming her, he would be the subject of a lawsuit. But he says he's been working on it for 8 months. And you want to know something? I kind of think he was onto something. He couldn't nail it completely. He nailed part of it. He couldn't nail all of it. He nailed it good with Bob Livingston. He nailed it good with Henry Hyde. He nailed it good with Bob Barr. But he couldn't quite nail it with this person. So fine. You know, that's where it is. 303-382. 1150. Larry Flint, a lot of you have a real problem. You want to see no kind of publication like what he publishes. If you don't want to buy that kind of thing, fine. Don't do it. I don't want to buy it. It's not my cup of tea. The book is more interesting. What he has to say about politics is very interesting to me. But I'm not interested in Hustler magazine. For obvious reasons. But a lot of you might not be interested in Hustler magazine. It's not the kind of thing you want your kids to see. But it still should be, you know, if people want to publish it, fine. If they want to buy it, fine. If they don't, fine. But what conservatives want to do is they don't want you to see something that they find offensive, whether it's Hustler or something more benign than that. They don't think you should see it. They want to keep it from, they think that you can put a lid on stuff and it will never get out. It only comes out, it just explodes out with interest. That's what really happens. You can never keep the genie out of the bottle. It's always going to jump out. So you might as well just admit it. The antidote to things that you find repellent is more discussion, not less discussion. Kids are going to be confronted with all kinds of what you want to call obscene material or sexually charged material or very complicated material. And what you have to do as parents, I think, is to give them the kind of tools that they're going to need to handle it. How to sort the wheat from the chaff. How to realize what's done to make money and what's something that you ought to consider seriously. If I were to ask you, what's the difference between that which is erotic and that which is, commercially sexual, there's a better word for it than that, would you be able to give me the distinction? You probably couldn't, because a lot of people just lump it all into the same vat. It's not the same vat. Joe Anderson, thank you very much for doing a great job producing the show today. Thank you, Jordan Lyles, for doing an excellent job keeping us on the air. Thanks to all of you who called and listened. We'll do it again tomorrow. Doug Kellett is up next from 3 to 6 right here on AM 1150 KNRC. Remember, Friday we're coming to you live from the Denver Press Club, and I want to leave you with the usual drill. Do something generous. Leave the world a better place than you found it. Try to get involved in your community. Try to get involved politically. And clean up some mess in your life, and your life will be transformed, even if it's a tiny mess. I'm Enid Goldstein. I'll see you back here tomorrow at noon.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr. There's new violence in Iraq. Insurgents used hand grenades and machine guns to assassinate the governor of Mosul in a convoy on his way to Baghdad. NBC's Tom Aspel reports a suicide attacker set off a massive car bomb in the capital.
Car drove up to a queue of Iraqis, most of them waiting to apply for jobs inside the compound there, and exploded in a line of vehicles there, killing 11 people and wounding more than 40.
A Saudi firm says it will leave Iraq in order to save the life of an Egyptian employee being held hostage by militants. And the State Department says it's disappointed the Philippine government is withdrawing 51 peacekeepers from Iraq, Manila meeting the demands of kidnappers holding a Filipino truck driver. As expected, President Bush failed in his attempt to amend the Constitution to ban same-sex marriage. A divided Senate could not even overcome a procedural hurdle to clear the way for a vote. On Wall Street, an off day, the Dow down 31, NASDAQ off 17. Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly